Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
I got a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait.
Turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your...
I just want to talk about the position in the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the he's above the National Security Advisor. So he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big, hairy balls, actually, and he tickles Mike O'Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that. Since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No!
Now, here they are.
Guys sold Rob a new car this weekend.
This is a group sale.
Got himself a nice black sedan.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Okay.
The funny thing is, they really wanted me to buy a white one. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Broadcasting from a segregated area and all the ships at sea. You're listening to them, and I must ask you, are they delicious? Don Geronimo, and Mike, Mara. Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this
Monday.
September 29ers.
Right.
We don't give out these phone numbers often, and with good reason. We don't want most of you to call.
That's right.
But if you must, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada. That's Rob yelling in the background.
Yeah, Rob, just wailing.
800-636-1067. And on WJFK right here in D.C., 202-432-1067. And there she is. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Did you wash your ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
And aren't you a symphony in fall today?
Yes, he is.
You look like you could actually do the radio show and then go deer hunting afterwards.
This looks like my underpants after a show.
Oh, I remember.
The color of this...
If that's the color of your underpants, I would seek medical attention immediately.
It used to be much redder.
Really?
I'm wearing an orange, one of these, what do you call it, like a running suit?
Is that very cool? Yes, Clemson, yeah, exactly. Clemson Tiger running suit.
Right. No, from, you know, my kid from college.
Right.
And he's coming back this weekend. We're excited about that. Right. Clemson plays Maryland,
uh-huh,
and we're going out there tonight, or rather, Saturday night we're going out there.
Good.
Today's Monday.
Yes, this is the beginning of the week.
Yeah, and I'm wearing this because, it's I do like this, the fact that the weather all of a sudden has changed.
I don't mind a nice, crisp Monday. It's great.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't really have a summer.
Right.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was sunny for about 4 days, and it rained, and then it got really hot for about a week, and then all of a sudden, it's like, low tonight, 39.
Yeah. And then when it got warm again, you know, we had the hurricane.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm dressed for the weather, and I'm here to tell you that on this very pulpit, on Friday's episode...
It's a bully pulpit.
I delivered a sermon, a great sermon,
yes.
Incidentally.
Inspiring.
And copies of all of our sermons, mine, Mike's, the collectives, simply send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Kiss My Big Black Ass,
right.
Karen, South Pole, USA.
South Pole, not North Pole.
And
please, no letters in December. You can understand the confusion.
Very because, busy. You know, the South Pole, I said South Pole, though. But, you know...
Well, South Pole for this stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah, for both of them.
And then, of course, we go back after deck one, as I like to call it, we go immediately back to Don and Mike North Pole.
North Pole, but for now, South Pole. anyway, I was talking about being married and the handcuffs and the whole thing with the relationship and
spice it up for you, the handcuffs.
Well, no, I meant, you know, my wife handcuffing.
I never get that.
By wanting to go to the antique place, and
yes.
I mentioned we had words about that. Well, I have an incredible surprise to tell you that, and maybe again, this could be advice for you married dudes out there, that just sometimes when you think you're eating the big S sandwich, and you give in and you cave, things end up working out. Because we had words about, you know, what we were going to do this weekend on Saturday, because it's the day that we do something that she wants to do, now that we're discovering our lives without the boy around. And Friday night, Buzz's wife, Marcia, and Robbie's wife, Carrie, went out with my wife, and I had the unmitigated joy of seeing all of them in my living room.
Oh, yes.
About 9 o'clock on Friday night when they came back from having dinner.
How wonderful for you.
Lucky you.
I only wish that you all could have been there with me.
I do too.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't make it.
To share in the awkward moment of the wives really wanting me to leave so that they could continue whatever they were discussing and talking about at dinner. And I was dressed just sloppily enough. When I got home, I just threw on some sweats and a T-shirt and... It wasn't really presentable. My hair was going 18 different directions. Had that Irwin Corey thing. And it's like, I'm standing going, hey, how you ladies doing? And my wife was giving me the not-so-subtle brush-off signs, like, just go back and do what you're doing.
Get out.
But, you know, that softened up Friday night, because I was ready for a fight on Friday night.
Yeah.
Because she didn't like some of the things that I said on Friday's show.
You should have come out to Hooters for the feast.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you and Buzz had one crazy time at Hooters on Friday night.
I mean, slow down.
Yeah. We met the lovely Christine, though.
You know, after he made his mistake ordering a drink, it was all uphill. Uphill means good. We're downhill. No, uphill is good.
After that,
what mistake did you make?
For regular visitors,
hard liquor. Yeah,
you know, Buzz ordered a martini, and
do that.
It was quite embarrassing. But then,
not at Hooters.
Yeah. Then I believe we established quite a rapport with the young lady
Christine
who waited on us. You know, there she was. She was really even on the young side for a Hooters waitress,
yes.
Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
She 13? 12?
Well, you know, I'm sure not far away from that. It was,
10?
I guess you have to be 21, right?
Old enough to serve booze. Beer, yeah.
So probably just 21.
What do you think,
imagine.
Buzz? 10, 11?
No, I'm thinking 18, 19.
18.
And,
16.
You know,
yeah.
So really the embarrassment of Buzz ordering the martini was short-lived.
Yeah.
But it just was funny. Because, you know, Buzz started to order like he was in a real restaurant.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't go there, but I'm going to start.
You know, all that place is chicken wings and nipples, you know, and a martini. The martini order
if you ever have,
used me greatly.
Yeah, if you ever have the chance to get the nipples with the dipping sauce,
oh man,
they're the best.
But man,
sometimes I just go to Hooters and say, just bring me the endless pile of nipples.
We didn't order the nipples,
no, we didn't.
We did order a lot of food.
Yeah, we did
a ton of food. We had piles of that food.
Mm-hmm.
We got 50 wings. Seriously, this is what we ordered. We ordered 50 wings.
Uh-huh.
I ordered the Cajun shrimp, the Creole, and the Creole shrimp sauce.
Right, and
you ordered
18 oysters.
You had like a half a dozen oysters, regular oysters on the half shell, and then a half a dozen oysters Rockefeller.
A dozen, yeah.
A dozen oysters.
Yeah, a dozen raw oysters and a half dozen baked.
Yeah. We ate Do we not eat
every bit?
I think we ate every bit of food that was in front of us. And it was great.
Could have had dessert, but we're men of discipline.
That's a pretty picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was pretty goddamn disgusting, actually. They really ought to bring at a place like that, Hooters or any place that serves that kind of finger food.
Uh-huh.
Finger food. They ought to bring like just a bucket with soap and water.
Yeah. Don't they have on the table just a roll of paper towels?
They do.
Yeah, right.
But the greatest thing was that after we got done, you know, you think of Hooters, you hear Hooters Air and Hooters this.
Mm-hmm.
Both Buzz and I had sex with the waitresses in there. Well, right on the table.
That's part of the deal, isn't it?
No, order
the
charge.
If you order the 50 shrimps, don't you get sex?
You order the 50 and the oysters, Rockefeller. That's the sex combo. Yeah.
And that's really when you need the bucket.
Now, was that penetration, or was that simply handy?
Handy.
Yeah.
So two handy, separate waitresses. Yeah.
Separate waitresses.
Yeah. Buzz went with the younger-looking one, and mine was a 60-year-old Hooters waitress.
Same time?
Yes, same simultaneously.
Right there at the table?
And, you're welcome. I did finish first.
Yeah.
And Hooters, you're welcome. We'll wait for the advertising buy.
Yeah.
To walk in the door.
My pleasure.
You guys have...
You could have come along, and maybe we'll get you out there for one of those
fun. Yeah.
You invited me, but, you know, end of the week. I don't have to be me till Monday or whatever that dumb country song is. So I get home. There is such a song.
I like that.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So, I'm there, the girls are there, and I'm thinking, now I know Frida's going to want to get back into, because she was plenty pissed at me. She said at various times during the day on Friday, you misrepresent facts, you make things sound like you speak with a very sane voice, and that I'm out of control, and that all I wanted to do was us to do something together, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Robbie, do you have that, where's the sound?
Oh, her?
The sound.
Of them?
Yes, right.
Them.
Just the generic. So I heard this on Thursday. She wasn't pleased with my sermon.
Yeah.
And then I thought, they were all leaving, and I thought, I'm just going to try to make Saturday. I'll make the effort. I'll give. Whatever it is, I'll give. And here's the plan that my bride came up with. Saturday we would go down to Georgetown together, which I just hate to do because it's crowded like it is everywhere on Saturday, because everybody goes and does stuff on Saturday. I'm not telling you anything you don't know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm perfectly happy just staying in one room in my house, just in one room with the television. That's it.
Yeah, I wish people wouldn't go out.
But I get out, to make my wife happy, and truth be told, I have a nice time with her. It's the other people that I have the problem with.
Right.
It's all of the other morons. But we go down to Georgetown, and I go to this place, and she gets her hair done, whatever she has done to her hair, and I get a haircut.
Oh.
At the same time, we're in the same place. So we're doing this together. Then we walk down, and she says, would you like to get a salad or something for lunch? And I said, yeah, your call, darling. and she picks this French-type place, which was very... French-like, having been in France.
Mm-hmm. Once, very fancy?
No, to say the least, no. But it was
country-style French cuisine.
But the food was fine, and we were talking and having a good time. Then she wanted to go to an art store, and this is where I was really the most proud of myself, that we went into an art store that had all of the kids from Buffy the Vampire Slayer working there.
and
the great thing about these kids, the goths, I love calling them, is that not only do they have that general, I don't give an F about you attitude going, but they're also all wearing black, and they've got, some of them are wearing, the girls are wearing the black lipstick, and they all look like Wednesday from the Addams Family. And even at that young age, they've perfected, and I'm saying these are maybe 19 or 20 year olds.
Right.
They've perfected the art of ignoring you when you need something. And they've also perfected the art of, while people are waiting, and I counted 17 people in line in the checkout stand, they've perfected the art of talking to their friend on the telephone.
Oh, man, ought to be illegal.
While they're waiting for a price check on something.
Right.
So we go through this store, and my wife says, help me find some of the stuff. And now this is the difference between being a man and a woman. She had stuff on a list that she needed,
mm-hmm.
and I walked around, and I was on fire. So you need this kind of paper, you need this kind of pen, boom, I'll go find it. And I'm saying, this is how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we, meaning us men, this is how we shop. She said, oh, but I like to browse. I said, but why browse when you've got a list?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what you need.
So bingo.
I think we're making some progress. I get one of the goths to come upstairs and open up some cabinet to get something she needs, and we get downstairs, and then there's 17 people in line, and because it's an art store, nobody really cares, you know, because they're artists, and none of the women who work there shave their armpits.
Do you get the impression when you're in a line like that that maybe somebody, whether it's you or somebody else, should speak up? That somebody should say, like, pay attention or open another register?
No, because,
not there.
Because the vibe in this store was, hey, dude.
Yeah, everything's fine.
It's an art store.
Yeah.
Chill out. I mean, leave your attitude at the door. Come in and get your easel. Come in and get your paint you need. What's that? You say you need a cabinet opened upstairs on the third floor with three flights of stairs that you've gone up and down now four times? Dude, chill out. We'll get up there when we get up there. Don't worry about it. So, but I'm not letting any of this out.
Good.
I'm just standing there with my wife, and she says, at one point she says, do you want to go out and wait outside? I said, no, this is fine. So I'm laying all the groundwork, and we're having a good time. And then this was the best part. Want to go to the movies? I said, love to go to the movies, something we both love to do. I say, you pick the movie. You pick it, whatever you want to see. Because, you know, if it's me, I'd go see The Rock movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd go see. I mean, I don't know what was out this weekend.
Cabin Fever
went to see.
I would have gone to see that movie, I guess.
Cabin Fever?
What?
Did you go see Cabin Fever?
No, we didn't see Cabin Fever.
I want to see Cabin Fever.
Now, here's the thing. She says, I want to see this Bill Murray movie.
Ah.
And I'm thinking at first, I like Bill Murray.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she says, Death Knell, for her, as it turns out, it's gotten fantastic reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that's my whole complaint, not only with my wife, but everybody, is that you can't, just because Siskel and Ebert give it two thumbs up,
right.
Or Siskel and the guy who replaced the dead guy,
Roper,
doesn't mean it's great. But my wife goes by what she reads. You know, well, if it gets good reviews, it must be a good movie. She generally thinks that. So we go into this Bill Murray movie, which is called Boring as Hell.
Oh, no. Is that another one where he phoned it in?
The premise of this movie was Bill Murray is an American movie star who goes to Japan to film commercials for a liquor company.
Right.
And I believe what they're trying to do is show how boring and tedious Bill Murray's time is when he's in Japan, when he's not doing the commercial. That he's this star, but he has nowhere to go except his hotel room. And it is, the movie's lost in translation, and it's just incredibly bad. The movie started at 5:25. I checked my watch at 5:36.
Oh, man.
Wow. And this is with all Bill Murray on.
And nothing really funny?
But I'm thinking to myself now, there's maybe two laughs.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, this is not the play to say this movie really sucks.
That's right.
So I just sit there and I'm watching it. I don't even get up to go to the bathroom, though I'd love to. I don't even have to go to the bathroom. I just love to get out of this theater. So we're sitting there and it's about 6:15, and Frida turns to me and says, do you want to go? And I said, it's your call. She said, well, we can stay if you think it's going to get any better. I said, well, I think it stinks, but I'm here for you.
So she felt the same way if she was asking you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that's why this was a perfect move. And guys, note this move. I didn't take her up on the first thing. I said, nah, let's, you know what? You picked it. Let's stay.
Look at you.
Let's stay. And she says, well, we can stay. If you want
to. So are you doing this because if you took her up on the first offer, you'd be responsible for leaving?
I believe so.
And she could, even though she might have thought that she didn't like the movie either, she could use it at a later date.
You know, not that she thinks like that. Maybe it's just me that thinks like that. But there was just something in, it was just, things had gone too well. I was too well behaved at the art store. I was too well behaved at the bistro. I'd been accommodating. I'd been, for me it's very hard. I'd been as charming as possible. we get to the point in this movie. The second time she turns and she says, "Really, if you want to go, we can go." And I said, so on the second go round, I said, "Well, I'd just hate to have it on me because you picked the movie and everything, and you know you say that I can never pick." Picked the movie, and she said, well, do you like it? I said, no, I checked my watch 10 minutes in. It's the worst movie ever. Mm-hmm. She said, well, then let's go. And as we got to leave, I really felt like doing a little jig. But I didn't because we're leaving the theater, and we came to see the movie that she wanted to see. Now, granted, I didn't put up a big bunch of BS because it was Bill Murray, and I figured how bad could it be?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was friggin' awful.
And when you both agree to leave a movie that's horrible, it's a wonderful feeling because your time is your own. You're not trapped anymore.
It's the best. And what made it so great was she picked it.
Yeah. Right.
She picked it. It's not like a dumb John Cusack movie that I want to see that she doesn't really want to see. Or that's not a good example. Bruce Willis is a good example of a guy. I'll go see a Bruce Willis movie, and my wife just will not go do it. She thinks he sucks. And he does, but I like him anyway. So we're leaving the theater, and now this is where I pull out the Trump card. Because my wife, as you know, is a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now in all the way. Not even fish anymore. She's on that, I told you, she's on that kick with, like, showing me pictures of the dead chickens and everything.
Right.
We're walking out of the theater, and I said, you know what I'd like? Damn, I'd like me a nice, big steak dinner. Now, I realize that I am rolling the dice here. I'm not playing the house money.
Sure.
Because even though I've built up all these good points, at this moment, it could all collapse on me. Because we've done everything that she's wanted to
it's
do.
It's becoming clear to me why you've been married for 20-plus years.
And I've gone along, and she's had a good time, and I've had a good time. And then I say, look right there. Why, there's a top-quality chop house right there, Morton's of Chicago.
Yeah, that's why you said it right. That popped into your head when you saw that.
As soon as we walked out of the theater.
You saw it, and you're like, yeah.
I said, I'm starved. There's a Morton's. She said, well, I bet they're crowded. We don't have a reservation. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. She said, well, maybe they have room in the bar. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we go there, we get the table, we're sitting there. Beautiful. Let me just say, it worked out beautifully.
Good.
Couldn't have been any better. Red meat.
Chop house.
I'm watching football.
Top quality chop house.
I'm having a beverage. My wife doesn't think I'm a schmuck.
Right.
Pretty good. Roll it over to Sunday. We're going to the Redskins game.
Uh-huh.
This story does not have an unhappy ending.
Oh, well, that's good.
This has a happy ending, this story. We go to the Redskins game yesterday because we are season ticket holders, even though they have damaged my car, the Washington Redskins, and we'll be getting the bill for it. We go, we get there, and here's what she's got. We're sitting in the stands. This is the level of love that this woman has for me. She does not like football. She does not understand football. She does not like watching it on TV. She does not like going to the games. She does not like me talking about it. Yet she is coming with me to be my companion. And we talk, and we walk, and we drink, and we see people, and then we sit in the seats for kickoff, and she pulls out her magazine, which I don't have a problem with.
In the stadium?
Yeah, in the stadium. Now,
that's pretty funny.
Not only is it a designing magazine, something about home designers, you know, some girl thing.
Right.
It's in French.
Oh, my. Oh. Is she reading it in French?
She's reading it.
Uh-huh.
And when she gets to a word that she can't understand, she pulls out her French to English dictionary. So keep in mind, in our section,
I don't think you can find any activity further away from professional football.
In our section, which is full of rabid, drunk, God love them, all the people in my section.
Rabid, drunk French people.
Football fans. Here's my wife just sitting there by herself in her own cocoon, just happily, you know, doing that thing, licking her finger and turning the pages, and then every once in a while coming up on a word, and I see her go for the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
And the people in our section are oblivious to the fact that, I mean, we're standing and yelling and then screaming and then complaining and you're doing all the things you do at a game.
Right.
And, you know, I've got my program rolled up and I'm doing this thing like, come on, let's move this ball. And she's just sitting there, just happy as a pig in ass, just, you know, in her own little cultural world.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very nice weekend. It was very, very nice. And my advice...
You seem like you've got an extra spring in your step.
My advice would be, every once in a while, eat the S sandwich. Because sometimes the S is not S. Sometimes the S turns into hamburger.
That's
and
cool.
I set the table by doing the stuff Saturday.
Good strategy.
And then you had the Bill Murray movie, which rolled into the Chop House, which rolled into the Redskins game, which rolled into the rest of the weekend being great. And our kid coming home this weekend. There was only one, there were two things that happened this weekend that were not good. One of them involves our fantasy football league, and I will try my hardest to share this with you tomorrow and save this.
Okay.
Because I know, Mike, Well, we don't want to give this away, do we?
No, we don't.
We don't. We don't want to give it away. But there's a problem in our fantasy football.
Every world. Problem can be solved.
Hold on. Before I tell you the other really big news, I think you get a kick out of. When I was watching TV today, I had to write myself a note about this. ABC, this is an all-time low, I think.
What did they do now?
With the John Ritter thing.
They're still milking the John Ritter thing?
Now, listen to this. Of course, they're running the promos, saying, the last two episodes of Eight Simple Rules. But they're running the promo. You know how all the networks have these promos where the stars are standing to the left of the screen, and they're dancing or pointing, and they're doing something special.
As a group. And,
But it's what they've got is, on the screen, there's a box that has the promo for Eight Simple Rules, and off to the right of the box is John Ritter, who's smiling and waving and pointing at the camera, like, hi, I'm dead. How you doing? And I just, I don't find a lot of stuff tasteless.
Yeah, that's pretty tasteless.
And,
it is.
And maybe I'd do it if I was in the position of whoever's doing that thing. But, they're running the show. They're promoting the fact that he's dead. Do we really need him dancing next to the... And that, in essence, is what he's... Because that's what they make all these TV people.
Yeah, I've always thought, we back in the day, whenever we'd have anything to do with the camera, they'd make us pose in these crazy... Because they wanted the crazy shock jock zookeeper
hammer
type...
And we always
said whenever... At a certain point, didn't we make a decision that we would never, ever pose like that again? We would always, try to remain dignified... But TV
tried.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at this. We got to be dignified somewhere. So we look at these TV sitcom stars who are made to do the exact same thing.
Yep.
Constant.
Even
mugging.
Worse though. Even worse, where they have to stand and dance.
Right.
And,
right.
And it's okay to do it with people who are alive.
Sure.
But you got a dead body. And I say to ABC, if you're going to be tasteless, let's really be tasteless. Let's get the real John Ritter's body. Let's get some fishing wire.
Yep.
Let's make him into a gigantic marionette.
Sure.
And really let him dance. Yeah.
Right.
Dance like a, like a skeleton off.
You could do that.
Off to the right of the box that says tomorrow night watch.
Couldn't you like
Eight Simple Rules?
Keep him in a chilled room and he'd still look okay. And then at a certain point though, he might start to get a little ripe. So you have to get those things all in the can early.
No, here's the thing. Because you only got 3 weeks to milk this because he was only alive for 3 shows.
Right.
So you let him decompose.
Uh-huh.
And by the time that next week rolls around...
Keep it real.
He looks like he could be coming out of one of the drawers on CSI. I mean, really, his skin is decaying, but still, it's John Ritter. Listen, ABC...
If you're going to do that, you're saying go all the way with it.
Yeah, if you're going to be morbid...
You're going to be tasteless, go all the way.
Yeah.
That's always worked for us.
Yes, absolutely.
And I would advise them the same, because they run...
Yeah, when you go into your tasteless segments, you dive in with both feet.
They run that music, that... Only 2 episodes left. John Ritter, as we say farewell with his TV wife, Katie Sagal. Meanwhile, in the box, outside the box, he's dancing like he's just had acid.
Well, I think ABC's thinking outside of the box.
Okay. So, that's a sidebar, I'm sorry.
They could just take that videotape and put X's over his eyes and let him dance.
Like
the family objects, you know.
Right. Rob likes that style.
The big news here involves my brother James.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what I say too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, whenever I hear that.
Yeah.
Good, bad.
Let me just see if the money has been sent.
You sent him money?
Yeah, I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh, boy.
Don't mind helping him.
Oh, dear.
Never mind helping him. Come on, where's the bookkeeper? Where's that lovely girl? Where's the girl reading the French magazine?
Hello.
Baby.
Bonjour.
Oui. Bonjour.
Hello, boo-boo.
Bonjour. Oh, you're talking about you reading the...
I know. I just turned it on. I heard. It's
the French,
true.
The
I had
magazine.
A good time. But a guy next to me in the humidor, the place that's the smoky, boozy place where everybody goes to have a drink and smoke cigars and watch the game, said to me, oh, you don't look like you're having a very good time at all. Mm. And I said... Au contraire. I'm having a wonderful time.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Yeah.
Just another tool trying to hit on my wife.
Yeah.
I gave him the look.
Guys, everybody who, no one can speak to me without trying to hit on me, in your eyes.
I did tell my wife yesterday, I do have a talent, and this is really a talent. This is not like doing a radio show or talking up records or even trying to be funny. I got a talent. When you're waiting in a line to get on an escalator, and that line is roughly, God, I don't know, 800 people, when you get towards the front of the line and people are trying to cut in.
Oh, it's so, and I know the exact escalator you're talking about.
I'm beautiful at this, at just standing and folding my arms, turning a little bit to face them, as if to say, you're not cutting in here.
Don't even think about it.
I've been waiting in this line for 30 minutes to take this escalator.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That is the worst design of anything.
But that's a talent.
It is.
You got to admit, that's a talent I have.
Yes, baby, that is the talent.
CM, you're an expert in CM, crowd manipulation.
Yeah.
So, my question...
In the hairy eyeball.
My question for you, darling,
yes,
is, did you send the check to my brother?
Yes, my baby. I sent, I did. I don't quite understand, but, certainly, what you want to do, and I support you.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks. Love you. Had a great weekend.
Okay. I love you, too.
All right.
Oh, great weekend. Oh, I thought you said have a great weekend.
I said I had a great weekend.
Thank you. Me, too.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Fine.
Bye, sweetheart. So.
La la.
Here's,
la la la.
Here's the thing. He calls last night. Oh. And Leah Remedy's VH1 show, we're going to watch this today.
I can't wait to see it.
We're going to watch this, we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to attempt to call her.
Very good.
It's a combination of, she wants to be Ozzy, and she's a diva,
right?
And she drops the F-bomb, and she's spoiled, and she's a bitch.
Do they bleep it out when she says the F-bomb?
Yeah, right. But you'll hear it, you'll see it on today's show.
Cool.
Made me think, right as that show came on last night, the phone rang, and it's my brother. So I go, hey, dude, what's happening? And the first issue was an issue involving the courts.
He's been dealing with some court issues for quite some time.
Yeah, and, he's got a couple of kids floating out there.
Yeah.
And he's got the one that he's got, and he's got a couple other floating out there. He might as well be in the NBA. And anyway... needs some dough for an attorney because he's going back to court to find out if he's going to get parental rights or have to pay whatever it is that he's dug himself into. I said, hey, all right, no problem. This is where the interesting part of the conversation comes up. He said, maybe I should get one of those things. And I said, get one of what things? He said, where you have your D cut. And I said, oh, you mean a vasectomy? And he said, yeah. I said, well, being as you keep knocking up women, I think that would be a good idea.
Right.
For you to get a vasectomy. And he said, would you pay for it?
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
And I thought about it, and I said, but yes, but here's the deal. I have to make sure that the extra money that I send for your vasectomy...
isn't going to go to a new remote control boat.
Yeah, bingo.
Right.
So then he says, because he's serious...
Oh, God.
He says, well, what if I gave you the doctor's name and you just wired him the money?
So he's been to a physician?
No, he's just thinking. He's just thinking as he's driving along, he's having this conversation. And I said... well, listen, I think that's good. That's you need to, because you're like Johnny Appleseed. You keep knocking these girls up. And then he said, but I don't know, because I know it happened to one guy, and bad things happened to his balls, and happened to his D. And I said, Jimmy, it's a very simple procedure. And he said, well, I know it is. You had one. And I said, and that's where it got weird, because I said, I did not. He said, oh, yeah, you did. I said, oh, no, my friend. I am potent. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't shoot blanks, okay? I might be 45, but I got the spunk of like an 18-year-old. I don't.
Why did he think you had a vasectomy?
I don't know. And for whatever reason, me saying this to him put him on the defensive, where he said.
So now he didn't want to get it?
So then he says, so, like, what are you saying, man? Like, if I get this, like, that I'm not potent?
I said, I'm less of a man.
I said, no, that is exactly that. That if you get it, you're not potent. It doesn't mean that you can't complete.
Right.
It just means that your guys don't swim anymore.
Well, I've always looked at it as a procedure that turns you from a man into a household pet. I hate to look at it that way.
And
I believe there are alternatives.
I I echo those sentiments, but what do you have if you have a dog that can, even though you've got him in
a... If you have a dog that's jumping over the fence...
Even if you've got the electric fence...
And really climbing and mounting every other dog in the neighborhood, you have
you
to really...
Have to,
you have to take care of it.
Either, either have your dog taken care of, or you put the dog down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to put my brother down.
Of course
not. I don't want to call Wisconsin and have my brother killed.
Yeah.
I think that if he... Because that's the only... It's either you have him killed, or you
I would give Jim the same...
Have a vasectomy.
I would give Jim the same advice you would give somebody who was in a driver's ed program and was going on a merge. Same advice. At a certain point, you have to pull out. And that's what I would have told Jim. But he has obviously a little trouble with that self-control.
He has been on that plan, as we call it, Catholic birth control.
Yeah, probably not with a great deal of skill, though.
Not reliable.
Not really. It's certainly not reliable.
It's a leaky faucet.
Yeah. Right, or, of course, to wear a condom. Mm-hmm.
And who knows, he may wear condoms. I don't think that he does.
Perhaps he wears condoms, and then the women he's with take a little needle to them.
So here's what I have blindly done. I have, of course, sent my brother the money to help him with the court thing with his baby's mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sent along the money for the vasectomy.
Very good.
Now, this is a good investment for you, really.
I have not asked him about this in advance. At some point this week, today we're too jammed up, but at some point this week I'll call him and we'll finalize this deal, because it'll take a couple days for the check to get there, that I'm going to pay for his vasectomy. I think we are owed something, whether he brings the phone in to the doctor's office.
Here we go.
I think me, but also all of you guys, need to hear the doctor's voice. We need to hear, not that I don't trust my brother, I do.
You need to speak to the doctor to make sure the money, would you jot down the amount, or, I mean, are you, it's, oh boy. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you want to make sure.
It's the amount that he wanted to get him out of this jam in court is double that amount.
Right.
So relatively, it's not an astronomical.
Well, it's you're very supportive of your brother, and I find that admirable.
But you would think, how much would you, Buzz? How much would you pay for a vasectomy?
Gee, I have no idea what they would cost. I would guess, $500. I don't know.
Did you see me hold up my fingers?
I did, and I know that it's much more than $500.
I know.
That's what I would have guessed.
My guess would have been like $100.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought...
You thought it would be more than?
I thought it was with three.
Oh,
I thought it was $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah.
No, it was $500.
Oh, so you were right.
I thought, wow.
At least that's what was passed.
Is that what he asked?
He said he thinks it's about $500.
No way! It's major surgery. It's much more than that.
Because there's anesthetic involved.
Wait, now I'm okay.
And
I don't want
to do a vet.
Look, far be it for me to disrupt this and to enter a distressful
atmosphere. Let me just think, it's also entirely possible that he hasn't totally researched this.
Yeah, but it's also entirely possible that he needed some money for a toy. I'm sorry.
I can't imagine. I know
that he's got vasectomy would be $500.
I know he's got the court thing going on with his baby's mom.
I would think that, like, you know, breast implants cost like $5,000,
right?
And I mean, it's the same thing.
Right.
Only you're cutting open on a guy's D's.
Let me go to the phones.
Good.
I bet somebody's had one and knows how much they cost. Right. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. There you go. Hi there.
Hi, Don. I never thought I could get through. As far as the vasectomy goes, I had one, and they're only about $500 or $600.
No, but you said vasectomy.
Yeah, disqualified.
So you're lying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, have you had a vasectomy?
Yes, I have, Don.
How much?
About $1,000.
About $1,000.
Okay,
thank you.
Now, my insurance covered it, and I know your brother doesn't have any insurance.
Is it $1,000 what you paid, or is it $1,000?
Well, my insurance paid, and it came up to my insurance paying $1,000.
And I think we need someone calling from Wisconsin, though, because I think prices are always better in Wisconsin.
I'm amazed at how cheap that is.
Hello.
Just like a dog.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, do you have a vasectomy?
No, actually, but I'm in my last year of medical school. I've actually done a couple, and they're fairly benign procedure, and they don't really cost. They're between $500 to, like, $1,500.
All right. This guy sounds credible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, as far as the anesthetic, it's not general anesthesia like you're thinking. It's local. They choose, like, topical lidocaine. They inject it into the scrotum and then scoop it in there, and they pull out the tube. superficially. They do it in the office. It's not even have to be done in the hospital. You can go do it at your primary care doctor's office.
The very first guy that that you worked on that had a medical student down there with his twig and berries.
I like that my dad used to take me to the barber college because he was cheap
right.
on Saturday.
Yeah, we don't really... You don't really tell the patient that if you can avoid it, so
oh, really?
Probably a good idea.
But you don't like work on homeless people, do you?
If I can find some around Springfield, I might throw them in the back of my truck.
Okay. Yeah, because you got to practice.
Yeah.
You got to practice on somebody.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help but noticing that sign that said, we'll work for food.
Hello,
would you mind coming up to my condo?
Don and Mike, hello.
Radio God.
Howdy.
$1,035. I paid $6 of that. It was in the hospital.
Okay. Now that's it. So that's it. I thought it was a lot more expensive.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this? Al?
Al, yeah. Salt Lake.
Salt Lake,
hey,
right.
I had one done for $550, and about 90% of the people out here should do it.
Out in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I mean, they
I agree there should be a general sterilization in Salt Lake City.
Man. Good rule.
Thank you.
So when you get your voter registration card, you also get the snip snip.
Yeah. Yeah. I call it the vasectomy recall.
Very good.
That everybody and I think if you just did it to the guys, the women would be okay. They can't reproduce without us. So just all men in Salt Lake City. Oh, and Sacramento also.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, move Sacramento to the top of that list.
Sacramento, everyone. You said 90%, I think 100%.
Hello, Don and Mike, mandatory.
Mandatory sterilization.
when you enter city limits.
Maybe we could put that on the ballot when they do the recall in October.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen my father do this a bunch of times. He's a veterinarian, and you can save your brother the $500, well, saving you the $500, because I can tell you how to do it.
That's okay.
You can do it yourself,
hey,
Don. You've always been an advocate of home surgery.
That's okay. Who wants to see that? I mean, I don't want to. No thanks.
Well, it's painless. You know, all he's got to do is drink a quart of scotch first.
I hated it when we did the when Don's dog Max got neutered, and it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or no, it isn't the same thing. Don't they take
with the dog? They take the nuts off.
Yeah,
and they don't do that.
Out.
They don't do that with a guy.
They take him out. They don't take him off.
They
not like they cut the whole thing.
No, you're right. Max has still got, you know, like two ping pong balls down there.
Oh, does he?
I think. Yeah, they put fake ones in. I think we asked to have fake ones put in. I think well, he's my dog, but I think yeah we had.
Did they do that the day they were here?
I think we had fake nuts put on him.
As I recall, the product was called Nudicles.
Yeah,
Nudicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe you did do that.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
I forgot. That's funny.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
All right, I can break it down for you how much the entire thing costs. I'm on my way to the doctor's right now to get my second sample, and I have a copy of my bill right in front of me.
What do you mean your second sample?
Sample of what?
Well, of myself.
To prove that it took?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so you got to go squeeze one out for them?
Yeah, they recommend a 35-millimeter film canister.
Can you imagine, is that the worst job in the world, that you're the person that's saying, okay, is this your sample? Yeah. All right, give me just a second here. And, go, and then you go. No, I'm afraid you're going to have to go back again. Yuck. All right, how much did yours cost?
Well, the whole thing was $926. It was $200 for the consultation, $161 for the ove destruction of lesion, and $547 for the procedure.
What about, I couldn't help but hear lesions in there. What? Did you have some what?
No. No lesions. That's what it says on the receipt.
So they
and you got charged for it anyway.
They checked for lesions?
I guess. Maybe they did something I didn't know about. I don't know.
You know what? I don't think he's a credible witness. I don't doubt that he's had it happen.
He succeeded. He was credible in grossing me out.
And I know this. Everything's cheaper in Wisconsin. So the price, I guess, is a fair one.
You get to keep the cheese.
Either way, when this plays out, it'll play out right here on your favorite radio show.
Boy, it'd be great if you could take a tape recorder in there with him.
Excellent.
With my brother. You know, I would say this, except I'm afraid he'd take me up on it.
Right.
I would fly him in.
Fly him in to have it done down here.
To have it done here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the problem. You fly him in.
Yeah, who knows? Then you get your 8-month recovery period. That's more eggs, Rita.
You're right. So that was, you know, that was the end of the weekend. The weekend was great. And then last night, right about 10 o'clock, I just got thrown for a loop. with this, you know, first, well, hey, dude,
right.
The court thing. I'm like, yeah, fine, no problem. And also, man, I think it's about time. And then, you know, I don't know how to ask you, but, you know, I guess I could pay you back.
Can you send me $29.95 so I can get a vasectomy, please?
Clear these lines out. We have prizes? Yes! 877-365-3636. Caller number 100. Now, don't tune out. We are so goddamn full of stuff today.
Yeah, you're going to like today's show. I guarantee it.
This Leah stuff. And, Mike, you be the judge when we come back about this fantasy football thing. Although, I will leave you guys with this in this opening break. There was a great moment yesterday in NFL history, and I want to share it with you now. It happened very briefly during the Patriots-Redskins game.
Okay.
We need a moment of clarity. Hall of Famer Sam Huff derived from the action on the field.
Something that he wanted or needed.
And he had an itch that had to be scratched.
And, you know, finally, after years, I think, of holding this in, he just decided to come out and say it.
Here, this was right in the middle. They were going, 3rd and 10, Redskins moving late. Then the Patriots come in, and all of a sudden you hear,
give me a Hummer.
And, you know, wow.
Yeah, it was just not related to the game at all.
No, it was just,
give me a Hummer.
Now, I don't know who he was talking to.
No.
Because as far as I can remember, there's all men in the booth.
Mm-hmm. It was really, it was so shocking. I heard it myself. And
give me a Hummer.
There he is, we call him a game, doing his analysis, yeah. And then he makes this odd request.
He's asking for a BJ.
Give me a Hummer.
He's not asking. He's demanding.
Yes. Yeah.
He's demanding.
I don't know whether he was speaking to his listening audience or anybody in the, in the stands.
Or maybe the statistician, John Canoza.
Give me a Hummer.
Or, God forbid, Sonny or Frank.
No. Give me a Hummer.
It was interesting.
It's great, though.
Give me a Hummer.
Now, see,
those words carry a lot of weight when they come out of a Hall of Famer's mouth.
Yeah. Would he be saying that if he had a vasectomy?
I don't know.
Give me a Hummer.
Yeah.
Call it 100 right now. Good luck, you animals. We'll be. Oh, Robbie, this thing didn't trip. There you go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Give me a Hummer.
Terry.
Hi.
I was Harry Callis. Mike, I love to root for the home teams.
I hear that. Dog. And it's nice to know that Singular Wireless is rooting for you. With Singular on your side, you'll win with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get Family Talk with Nationwide Long Distance.
You know, the way this copy is written indicates someone has just seen on pay-per-view the smash Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah.
That's right, dog.
Listen straight up, boo. You need phones? Singular lets you be the man and score 4 free Nokia $35.95 phones after a $50 mail-in rebate per phone and a 2-year service agreement.
So why don't you call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR? Or log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store in the area. They have dozens of them. How many?
You got me straight tripping. Make sure you tell them that your dogs, Don and Mike, sent you.
Certain restrictions apply to the Singular wireless store.
WJFK. The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice till Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck me, the Don and Mike Show.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Hey, tight.
We like this song, don't we, Buzz?
Yes, we do.
We're not gay, are we?
No.
No, no, we're not.
Mostly not.
Man, it's not gay.
You like this song?
I mean, I don't consider it kind of a gay song. You've had other songs that I think are a little...
Are gayer?
Yeah. Yeah, and I only identify them when they come up, so I can't even tell you what they are now.
You know this one? I wonder what you're doing tonight.
Yeah, I know the song, but I mean...
Hut. what you're doing tonight.
I've never shared this with you, but I've never understood that area of you.
What?
Well, you have an ability based on your time in connected to the music business to pick the hits. You have a good ear for contemporary hip music, and even to this day you do that.
But I like junk.
You like this stuff. You love anything that's overproduced.
This was a hit. It's happy pop music.
No, I mean, he knows how to pick a hit.
But I do like overproduced. Yeah. You're right.
Sure.
I mean, that today you're still able to do that, and then you have certain tastes that I've always found interesting.
And gay.
No.
Some gay.
Yeah, a couple of the kiss thing I've always thought.
You think this is gay?
I didn't say that.
Member of the Kiss Army is gay?
I'm in trouble. I'm bitter. I've never shared this. I'm bitter.
Why?
I just don't think Kiss should have toured with Aerosmith.
Oh.
Sorry.
F you.
I'm sorry about that.
F you.
I'm sorry.
Kiss is fine. Bobby Sherman?
Hey, Rob.
And that's not really an affront to Kiss. It's just they're not the same thing. It's different, yeah.
That's a good show though. Kiss and Aerosmith is a good kick-ass show. It is.
All right. About what?
Well, no.
We never discussed it when it was relevant.
I think it's a fantastic double bill.
You got Kiss and his Aerosmith.
I know a lot of people like me that are really, huge Aerosmith fans.
And I know a lot of people like me that are really huge Kiss fans.
Are you a bigger Kiss fan than you are an Aerosmith fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you had to ask, that whenever they reissue their greatest hits or their new live album, that's always my go-to right in my CD player.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I got the Aerosmith that has the cow's teat on it, the one that has crazy and Get a Grip.
Right.
That's my go-to Aerosmith.
Right.
That's not in my regular rotation. I always have Kiss somewhere on my CD thing.
I think I've got a lot of music I listen to where you could accuse me of being a homosexual.
Oh, I know.
Not that there's anything wrong with that thing.
I know, because you love that whole Roaring Twenties.
Not as much anymore. I'm into contemporary music with a light touch.
Let me guess. Oh, I already know you told me.
I have two.
John Mayer.
I dig John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Mike O'Mara for VH1.
Oh, F you. I like that. I like Coldplay.
Good. I find John Mayer to be sensitive, yet forceful. A real force in music in 2003 for VH1.
I'm digging the Bigger Than My Body. I like that song.
I'm Mike O'Mara.
What is wrong? You can play that. I didn't attack that. I did attack Kiss a little bit, I suppose.
And
I suppose I overreacted to Kiss.
I don't like John Mayer.
I shared that bitterness about the Kiss. I went to an Aerosmith show one time, and it's to me, Aerosmith doesn't need anybody with them. I mean, I don't understand why they're on a double bill.
I'll tell you why they're on a double bill. Because still, after 25 years. Who is the greatest performing rock and roll? Where do you see the best show? I'm not talking about who has the best music, but where do you see the best show when you go to see Kiss? Because when you go to see Kiss, man, really, you get fireworks, you get blood,
I can't speak with authority on that because I've never been to a Kiss show.
When you see the drums come up out of the stage...
Unfortunately, all the wild horses were taken that day, so
I get jokes,
couldn't make
okay?
It,
I get it.
I know you're a fan, and you've played some of their music on the program.
And I play Aerosmith as well. I like Aerosmith. I'm not...
I mean, musically, I have, no voice on this program, and I know that, and that's fine. And my music is simply there for you mock.
I try to play stuff occasionally that I think you like.
I mean, but you would never, this would like add an entirely different dimension to the show. You would never welcome the concept of me ever like handing you a CD and saying, hey, why don't you play this on the show sometime, would you? See? The answer is yes.
No.
What?
No, the answer is hand me the CD.
Depends on what it is, I guess.
Yeah. The answer is hand me the CD.
And then it'll promptly go into the trash?
No. No, really, you have music you want used as a rejoiner?
You played Coldplay on the show, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I try to make a conscious effort not to play the junk that's out there now.
Right.
Because if you want the junk that's out there now, turn on station X, Y, or Z.
Do you know how you always
play it?
You do, too. You listen to much more music than I do. You listen to much more radio than I do. But I have an experience with this particular song that I'm doing what you do, where you do that continuous loop.
You listen to it all the time?
I listen to that song.
What song?
For the entire, Bigger Than My Body by John Mayer. I listen to it for the entire. The lyrics don't speak to me with any significance. It's just I like the beat. I like the melody.
Here's the criteria to make it on the show.
And I'd give anything for you to play that as a rejoinder.
Here's the thing. Here's the only criteria. Does it have a great intro?
I believe it does.
Well, then bring it in and we'll give it a try.
Next break, I'll bring it up from the car.
Oh, I was thinking tomorrow.
Actually, I don't have it. I don't have it. It's in the other car. You've dodged a bullet. And you know me, and now it's me. So the fact is, you'll probably never see it.
But bring it in tomorrow.
I don't know if it's a... I don't know even if it's a big hit. I have no idea.
That doesn't matter. I mean, most of the stuff that I play, a lot of people don't know.
I don't even know...
I dig it. I think it gives us a little momentum going in.
I don't even know whether he's... You know, what you mentioned VH1. That's the first time that it was identified to me that he's in that. I thought he was perhaps more contemporary than that. I didn't know that.
What, VH1 isn't contemporary?
VH1 is not cutting edge?
My God, I bet
you immediately characterize, you say VH1, I think you've characterized him as a light rock artist. Immediately. That's what I believe.
I beg to disagree, Mike.
Okay.
Video hits one.
You made him spit. Video hits one. But I would be... I would.
And I love the new logo. It's an VH1. Love the new kind of MTV, but not really MTV, kind of a box thing that moves around in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
And now I will sacrifice myself for the show, as I'm often wont to do, and tell you the two CDs that I bought today.
Go ahead.
Because I bought the Doobie Brothers live album.
Hey, no complaint there. I play Doobie Brothers. I like the Doobie Brothers.
And I bought the anthology of the Crusaders.
All right, that one might not make it on the show, but...
That's kind of jazz. That's really... It was in the jazz.
But that's you.
Kind of jazz. All right.
It was a good choice.
Okay, well, thank you.
You know, I got...
Well, you know what? That one you played there is not a faggy song, that Tommy Boyce. It's a hit.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Tommy Hart and Bobby Boyce.
Yeah, see, you're doing that on purpose.
No, I know. I mean, that's fine. I don't like that music, but I mean, I understand it's a hit.
I don't like that music. Thank you.
Well, that's
the essence of it. You don't like it. That's.
I've never made a big deal about it.
Hello, Don and Mike. We got to get a call 100. Sorry. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
No, my fault, too. Hey, what's your name?
David.
Hey, Dave, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Dave, you've won... what was the article in yesterday's newspaper?
Sacramento's a great place to live?
No.
Okay.
You should get yesterday's Sunday paper, because there was a giant article in the style section about Sacramento.
Huh.
Because all of this attention is on Sacramento because of the recall election.
Yeah.
And... they were interviewing people who live in Sacramento about what's wrong with Sacramento.
Oh, dear.
Now, I think I'm on record as saying absolutely nothing's wrong with Sacramento.
A great place to be.
Mm-hmm. I love it. But most people that they talked to in this article were quoted as saying the nickname for Sacramento is not Sac Town or Sack of Tomatoes or anything. It's the nickname for the town. It's from people who live there were quoted as saying it's an hour and a half from here.
Okay.
And why is that the nickname for Sacramento? Because wherever you want to go, someplace good,
mm-hmm.
whether it's San Francisco
right,
or Tahoe,
yeah,
it's an hour and a half from here. that was in the article in the Post yesterday.
I bet sir, you're from Sacramento. I bet you'd agree with that, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's central. I mean, I can go up to Tahoe, San Francisco. Yeah, it's an hour and a half.
I think that's it.
Okay.
But if you really want to have a great time, you get out of there, right?
Oh, definitely.
There you go.
Except if we go to a Kings game. That's all we've really got.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, I know you've got these hell on every corner in Sacramento. I saw them all the last time I was there. Applebee's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Applebee's, they have Sacramento cornered, and literally. And congratulations, you won a $25 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Ooh.
Try Applebee's never-ending basket of slow-smoked ribs, smothered and sweet. We can't do it. Don't.
Okay, no, I know. Ciao, Bella.
If anybody saw Mad TV Friday night.
Yeah.
But that was about the Olive Garden, not
right.
Applebee's.
That's not Applebee's.
That's right.
All you can eat barbecue rib dips now at your local Applebee's.
You know what, you guys? I was trying to call in earlier. And
it's
trying
five
to
star. Applebee's is five
it is.
Star.
It is.
If I could, on your vasectomy thing real quick.
Let's be perfectly clear. Not my vasectomy. My brother's
on the topic.
Yes.
On the one thing I had it done about 3 months ago, and the one thing they didn't tell me after I had it done was that I would have pain for like 20 years after the surgery.
So you really had a, how long was the amount of pain? How long were you
the
in
pain there? Was, I had it done on a Friday. I went back to work Monday and I had to leave work early because the swelling, I can feel it on my leg. It was so big.
Oh my God.
And
swelling
it hurt. And then
the swelling?
I had to wear a jock for like a month and a half afterwards to hold my boys up.
Wow.
You can say balls.
So I still have pain, like, every couple weeks.
Well,
like
you might have had a bad procedure.
Maybe you had Dr. Bombay doing it for you. I mean, maybe you didn't have an accredited... Did you have a good guy?
I think I had it done at Applebee's, actually.
Hey, bravo. Nice
good for you. Hey, that's a... You know, this counts as a good Sacramento winner right here.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard all those other idiots, and I got to back them up. I'm not like those guys.
Well, yeah, you've proved yourself. Very good.
Right on. All right. Thanks for listening.
Right
on. Thanks. Oh, he proved himself up until he said he wasn't like those guys. Then he went right back down.
Because he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like them.
Sure.
He's like, you know what he is? Right. He's like the monkey that you see at the zoo. And you think for one brief second that monkey at some level is on the same mental plane as you are. You're looking at him and you're thinking, my God, he's it's right at that moment that he sticks his finger up his butt,
mm-hmm.
and then he looks at it, and then he licks it.
Mm-hmm.
It's at that moment, and they'll probably delete that out. It's at that moment when the monkey licks a part of his body that he shouldn't lick that you realize he's not looking at you on the same level. He's just thinking about, I've got something between my butt cheeks right now, and I bet it's delicious.
Like a dog would do.
That's what he's doing.
Well, monkeys, the ape family in general,
uh-huh.
are very focused on everything about that function. At National Zoo, there is a cable for the orangutans that go across the walkway,
uh-huh.
and when they're crossing, they specifically pick that time to poop because they know it'll land on people.
Right? Sure,
right. I've always admired that.
So you wonder, is that smart or is that just dumb monkey luck?
I think the monkey, at least the orangutans, are actually trying to.
I agree.
To poop on people.
I agree,
and I think that's why they throw feces at people too.
Feces.
One of the greatest words in the English language.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Oops. What am I doing here? I'll try that one. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'd like to comment about what Don and Mike are talking about with Sacramento.
Hi.
Are you from there?
Yes.
Yes, and what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. You guys suck, man, as far as bagging Sacramento. We're not all apes out here.
No, and let's just replay the.
Rob is filled with great joy.
Let's replay just the beginning of this phone call. Rob, would you rewind that?
We're gonna replay you, sir. Would you like to hear yourself?
Not really. I heard myself.
Hold on. I think you'll love this. Please don't hang up. Stay on the line.
Me too.
Because it's very important. First, the people in Sacramento know it's a joke, but mm-hmm. then you get some guys like you that don't know it's a joke.
Don't get it.
But here's the greatest part.
Here's how you start your call.
Roll it. And what can we do for you?
Hey guys.
Oh, it's got to go back farther than that, Robbie. It's got to go back to where he didn't realize who we were, that he was on the air.
Like they throw feces at people, too. Feces. Some of the greatest words in the English language.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Oops. What am I doing here? I'll try that one. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'd like to comment about what Don and Mike are talking about with Sacramento.
Hi. No,
are you from there?
Yes.
Yeah, am I from here? What can we do for you?
I was born here.
You're
talking while we're playing you the tape to illustrate the fact that you are you are the absolute, dare I say it, perfect caller to this show from Sacramento. You think you're brighter than you are. And I'll give you some credit. You're bright enough to listen to the best radio show available. It wasn't necessarily a wise move to call the show, but you're a bright individual. Shows me you've got some potential.
Now, that guy that won was just a wonderful caller. He had you know, something that's really very rare. He had a real great one-liner that he came up with, and he used it in the context of one of our contests. And then we're talking about an article about Sacramento. We're poking fun like we do, just having fun. And you seem to take it seriously, and then you call and do your best to just pull out those effing Sacramento air brakes and stop the show cold. What do you have to say to that? And I have to address you directly, otherwise you won't respond.
Okay.
Okay.
And we have to wait with a nice delay.
Well, I want to make sure that I'm not being played on the air again from a recording before I respond. Otherwise, you guys are going to jump all over me.
Oh, God. You know, what,
Rob, okay, Rob? You know, my mistake. My mistake. Mm-hmm. I totally own up.
Yeah.
I was mistaken. I took it personally when it was a joke.
Okay, so that's the mistake.
That's one of them.
Absolutely.
That is a mistake. I know something else
about this mistake. The other mistake, I thought I was getting, not you guys, but somebody screening calls.
Right, yeah, that's thinking too much.
That's something else we wanted to point out to you.
Two mistakes.
That in the mistake column. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you were also so focused on your little agenda that you chose not to focus on the people that were actually answering the phone.
That'd be three.
Okay. I'll give you that, too. You're right.
How many is that now, Buzz?
This guy? Up to three.
About three or four.
Four if you count the call itself.
And what about his birth?
Well, now we're up to five.
There's five mistakes.
Sir?
Or six.
This is Rob Spiewak talking.
I'm just curious, and I'm going to take a stab here. When did you realize that you don't really like the town yourself?
I like Sacramento.
No, you don't.
Okay.
And
you want to dissect that? Go ahead.
Compelling argument on your part, my friend.
This is really sort of sad if I have to tell you what you should already know. But the root of your problem is you don't like where you live. And you're thinking maybe you can talk yourself into it by telling Don and Mike not to make fun when really what you want is to move somewhere else.
Here's our advice. Get in your car and drive for an hour and a half.
Here because I like it here.
No, you don't. You don't.
Okay, you can tell me what I like, I guess. I
yes,
mean, your
yes,
show.
We can. Yeah.
You know what you hate? You know what you hate the most? You hate yourself. He does.
Well, Rob,
really no way around it.
If I can quote the Spiewak theory, which has now been published in several textbooks, the Spiewak theory is that the average Sacramentian is filled with self-loathing.
Exactly.
Let me just balance this out by saying, the current person living in Sacramento, mm-hmm. who doesn't call this show, I'd like to say I think
the average caller, I'll even give you that
the vast majority of people in Sacramento are right thinking Americans.
We have a running joke about Sacramento on this show. Sacramento is what the old style comedians used to have Cleveland be. That's what Sacramento is for our show.
Except we mean it.
Every joke is a thread of truth.
Except we mean it.
Well, they meant it about Cleveland, if we can be perfectly honest.
Even though we say we're kidding, we mean it.
My biggest mistake was is that I just wasn't taking it as a joke, okay, guys?
That was really not your biggest mistake,
Rob. Rob, let him go. Now stop stepping on his neck.
Was there a bigger mistake? Did you have a bigger one? Were you setting up?
Oh, no. I mean, we've talked birth. There was the time his parents met. I mean, it goes way down in the lineage.
You know,
but
I have
I'm
to
just
throw
curious.
Another one in there. The lengthy pauses.
Oh.
The lengthy periods of dead air that we have to cover for.
Well, and you guys don't want me to argue with you. You guys really get hot about that, so I figured I'd shut up.
Oh, you are.
You do get hot about that,
though. Yeah, we do, and it would be such an unfair fight, you against us.
Probably.
And this is my message to the voters of Sacramento.
Oh, good.
In your recall election ballot, this man right here, what's your first name, sir?
Dan.
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 I'm going to call this Proposition Dan. Immediate sterilization of all males within city limits of Sacramento. Immediate sterilization.
Who will you be, or will you be voting in the upcoming recall election in California?
Oh, yeah, I'll be voting.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to share who you'll be voting for?
I'm going to vote no on the recall.
Okay.
I think we're pissing away a lot of money.
I have to know something. Where did you move to Sacramento from?
From Amador County.
Where's Amador County?
It's a further out county, basically in the country.
Outside of Sacramento?
Right.
Well, and listen,
there it is.
And listen, I don't want to make the... And the California technicians are going to have to help me on this. Because I know that there were bad guys in Rob's history books who wanted sterilization. And I want you to understand that I'm not going down that Nazi road.
Right.
What I'm saying is something like an invisible fence. As soon as a man enters the city limits of Sacramento, his genitals are bombarded with radiation.
I happened to watch Dirty Rotten Scoundrels over the weekend, and you could have a genital cuff, like the one referred to in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, that would really electrocute the genital region when they got near the fence.
There has to be a way that when they leave city limits, they get their juice back.
Right. They wouldn't be allowed if you had your way, isn't it?
Well, no.
I'm not technically in the city limits. I live near Sacramento.
If you can hear this radio show, I guess that would be the parameter for the 50.
Expand the net.
The 50,000 watt umbrella of our Sacramento radio station. If you're listening to us, we will have to send some ultrasound through the air that will immediately silence your genitals.
How about something in the drinking water?
Rob, see that the
Donna, I know you want to have your cake and eat it too, but you're not going to be able to accomplish this without permanent sterilization.
Right.
And I think that's just as well.
Okay. Motion passed.
Very good.
Mandatory.
Bully. Make an omelet without breaking eggs.
Mandatory sterilization.
Amen.
For all men in Sacramento.
Yes, you can't always keep everybody happy.
It is the way you and this is so great on so many levels because you keep the city building and thriving, and you build a new Sacramento because all the girls, when they go out of town to have sex, they'll be having sex with guys who are not from Sacramento.
That's right.
Meaning,
we stop
the cycle. Now, I know that we're getting into very heavy areas here. We're talking about, you know, creation and man and women and reproducing.
And radiation.
But I think that in the long run, it would be great if all the women of Sacramento could go down to San Francisco, go to Napa Valley, go over to Tahoe.
Yeah, and then slowly but surely, because some of them economically would have to return to the Sacramento area, they would bring the seeds of people from other areas to Sacramento, and perhaps at some point,
4 or 5 generations from now,
Sacramento would be fixed.
We would be able to turn off our sterilization radiation.
It would be perfect.
We could pair it back. Can you imagine if Cruz Bustamante came out with this on the debate?
Who knows? He might win by a landslide.
He could win. He could win.
We're going to break because we have to and because it's the right thing to do. And we're going to bring this up. We're going to do a segment coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We do have one of the candidates for governor at our dispatch.
Oh, good.
At our disposal, and we will ask him how he feels about the immediate sterilization of all males
I think it's valid.
The KHTK listening area.
Yeah, I think it would be something that would eventually benefit the area.
Mm-hmm.
And, sir, I'd just like to share with you before we let you go that if you're planning on reproducing, it might be a real good idea to take a road trip sometime soon.
But imagine
too late, guys, but hey. Enjoy the show, and I'll take a joke.
Future generations of sons growing up smarter than their fathers.
Yeah.
Imagine by the time a child is 7 or 8, he's able to read at a higher level than his father.
Very exciting news.
Dreamer.
Yep.
Can you imagine? And by the time you get 2 or 3 generations down the road, the odds may be coming closer to where the actual the babies are now coming out.
We hope you can get on board with our program, sir.
Like the fathers,
which
are all impregnating the women from outside the city limits of Sacramento.
Amen.
Vote yes on Proposition Dan.
Dan, you've been so helpful.
All right, guys. Enjoy the show.
You
thanks
take
a lot.
Care. You have a nice day.
All right,
you
man.
Too. Bye, guys.
We'll be frying your balls.
Thanks.
Okay, hang up now. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Ant.
There he goes.
Wow.
Proposition Dan.
I don't think Dan was having fun for any of that.
Well, how does that play out in California? Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
The Don and Mike Show. You can- can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Kiss! Saturday night. So Detroit Rock City. We got this Leah Remini show that we're going to share with you. I don't know how to set this thing up. She allowed VH1, and she's a friend, an acquaintance of ours.
Yes.
Just setting this up for the next segment. Her show has been moved from its cushy time slot to a time slot this year, in which it's probably most likely going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And who says that you or I wouldn't do the same thing if we were in this position? That your gig's about over, your time's about up, so you allow VH1.
Right.
No, not allow, you ask, since I noticed in the credits at the end that Leah Remini was the executive producer of the show.
Ah, very good. Well, there's a money issue there, yeah.
You ask VH1 to come to your wedding, to Angelo Pagan, and you allow them, you're right, thanks, Rob, and you allow them to put the camera on you for the 3 days leading up to.
Wow.
No matter how good or bad it makes you look.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it.
You know, if you listen to the show, you've heard Leah Remini on the show for the last 5 years.
I'll be interested if we get a chance to talk to her to ask her, what was her thought about what this will do for her career?
Yeah. Well, you've got to hear it and see it. If you didn't watch VH1 last night, and God, you should have, because John Mayer was all over the thing.
Come on.
But I know, I like John Mayer. I'm just busting your balls. If you watched it last night, don't worry, because they've only got four shows on VH1, and they, just like MTV, they rerun them all the time.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
We do have the tape, and we do have also video, so you and I will be able to watch and better describe. For instance, the restaurant that you've heard Leah talk about on the show, Vivian's.
Vivian's Fabulous L.A. Eatery.
There's a good shot of it.
Well.
And
yeah.
Here's, wow. Here's, when I saw it, the first thing I thought was, the shots of Hurricane Isabel when they would show the boardwalk
right,
and the businesses that had been boarded up.
Yeah.
That,
really?
That's what I thought. You'll see it when you
eat at Vivian's.
When you see the Leah Remini thing. And that's coming up. We're going to get to that today.
Very exciting.
Also, we have time. I want to bring back one of our favorite games, something like Tube the Teller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've still never got to the most hated TV characters, the Kelly Lee Ripa article.
Right.
We've never gotten to that. The sexual phobias, the tragic kingdom, Punk of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All of this, so much stuff to get to. Stump the Joe is somewhere out there.
Excellent. Ooh.
George McFly, we've not called him back yet.
Yeah.
The Jerry Lewis tapes.
It'll be 4th of July before we get to the Jerry Lewis tapes.
Well, there's so much stuff happening, but we got on the topic of Sacramento.
Yes, Sacramento, central to all the activities in California.
And the recall is next week, Buzz's birthday.
That's right, Tuesday.
October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And here now is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How are you?
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey.
I just want to say to the guys in California that I'm happy. I'm the way the things are going with the elections. I think it's going to be a good time for everyone else. And I, unlike you, would like to salute the people of Sacramento for their wonderful support of my campaign.
How do you feel, Arnold?
Yes.
About the issue that we just brought up on the show.
Right.
Of sterilization for all men as soon as they enter the...
I've got some thoughts.
The listening radius of our Sacramento
station. I haven't talked to my campaign manager about answering that, but I told him in the car, because we looked at the polls, that I could actually answer some of the questions, that it's safe now to before I consult with him. And let me just say that I'm a big believer when you go into a restaurant that the food that you eat, if it's on the plate, should be good and clean. So I support the sterilization.
No. We're talking about... Do you remember...
Oh, we were on the same page. That's
do you remember,
fun, isn't it?
Do you remember what your dad used to do?
I'd rather not bring that up. That's not that's not important to the. He was a banker.
He wasn't a banker. He was a banker.
He wasn't
a candlestick maker. He was not.
No, he what he did was made wine. He made wine.
He did not.
You're not going to talk. Well, I need to talk to you in private without these microphones.
Okay, well, listen, let me just say, it's not as radical as stuff that your dad... What we're saying by sterilization means not that people would eat and live in a clean environment.
Right.
It means, no, that when you enter the Sacramento area,
yeah,
you'll get like a laser. It'll be... You won't be able to see it, but a laser beam...
Like a gun?
No, a laser beam like in T2.
Yeah.
A laser beam.
Or like a Luger.
An invisible Luger.
Yeah, an invisible Luger. Will, now I understand.
That will shoot right at your genitals.
Genitals.
Your DNBs. Your nuts.
Oh, nuts.
Your penis.
Yeah, I understand. That's what one of the guys called his, do you mean pulse?
Yeah, balls.
His balls.
Your balls.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we had him pumping iron. Lots of the guys mentioned balls. Yeah. They said that. And balsa means courage, right?
Yes, it does.
You've got a lot of balls, mister. So hasta la vista.
So what we do is we take this radiation.
Yes.
And just shoot it very quickly in the guy's balls.
In the people of Sacramento?
Just the men.
What would this do for California?
What it would do is...
Let me ask... Clay Davis out? Clay Davis has got to be recalled. I'm on... message. That's what the campaign manager says. Thank you for your support.
Yes. Buzz, I think I need a second to educate Arnold on this.
Okay.
Would you break away, just take us away from the network for a second so
sure.
Arnold and I can have a moment off the air?
Of course. Sure. I need to take a break.
Don and Arnold will be right back on the Westwood One Radio Network.
May I sit down?
Yeah, tell me what.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Is it off?
Yeah.
Are we clear, as they say? Matt, have you looked at the poll numbers that they're going like through the thing, through the roof? And it looks like I'm going to win by a Lansdowne.
You don't know dick about any of the issues, though, do you?
I know. You understand the way it goes down. That, you know, I'm so popular with the pictures that I've done all over and the things that the people and the thing is that they like me because of my strong personality and they know I'm smart and I'm rich. And the thing is, that's why they're going to elect me. So that's the polls.
Totally off the record.
The polls are so high. It's great.
Off the record.
It always would be. I know I'd win.
You've been to Sacramento.
Yes.
And I know that you, first off, how do you feel about the common person, whether they live in Sacramento or San Francisco, anywhere in California, the common person, not as wealthy as you, not as smart as you, what do you think about the average
person? I don't want to interact with them. They are problems mostly. So that's why when I'm working a crowd with security, I say, make sure that people, you know, don't get too close or want to hang with me. And that's from the movie days. I'm basically richer, smarter, and stronger than they are. And then they think that they want that I want me to be an average guy. But, you know, they all belong under my jackboots. So that's the way I look at it.
So,
I don't care for them. And
they're not as good as you.
I like movie stars. People that are wealthy, and the people that can help support my campaign.
Now that
you know, yeah,
we're not on the air.
Yeah, not on the air. Yeah,
we're not on the air.
I know that.
You've been to Sacramento.
Yeah.
How do you find the people, more specifically, the men of Sacramento?
They're not smart.
Like you?
Yeah, they're not, you know, but it's amazing. Of all the places I go in the state of California, the guys... In California, the men especially love Arnold. They say that they're the only ones, I think, that really recognize the fact that I'm going to be a great governor. And I go to other places and they said, you don't have
platform?
No.
Experience?
Experience, yeah, that's the word. The thing is, and the people up there, the men, just walk up and go, you're the smartest, greatest candidate in the world. Why didn't you run before? And I said, because I was making movies. And they said, you make movies, you could be governor too. I said, I will. And then they asked for the autograph. I love the men in Sacramento. I think they are the smartest men that exist in America, in Sacramento, and they're great for the state of California.
How would you feel about a device that would make it so that the men of Sacramento were not able to reproduce? They were not able to...
Reproduce?
Okay.
Tapes?
They couldn't have sex and complete.
I understand what you're saying. You're talking about babies?
Couldn't have children.
They couldn't make babies. They could have sex.
That would be a great tragedy because they support Arnold, and I would think that the people of Sacramento and California would be really...
But we're talking just about Sacramento.
Nine, you must keep them. They're the biggest supporters of Arnold. They're the ones that are going to elect Arnold. All the men. What are you planning on doing? Some sort of evil game? I'll have to come over there to your house and pull out your heart while it's still beating in my hand. What about the money shot? Would that kill the money shot?
No, it wouldn't kill the money shot.
I have some movies with the money shots.
Listen,
I got to kill two birds. How much time before? Because I got to make a phone call.
Oh, yeah. We're back in 15,
You got to make 15
seconds?
Yes.
Quick, hold on.
Hey, make it buzz. Hold on.
We'll add a promo.
Put on one of your big public service sex announcements.
Make your phone call.
That's good. Okay. Hold on just
promo
a
on a PSA.
Let me do this right now. This is just a quick call.
An idea.
Do you think on some level he realizes what the population of Sacramento
give me a moment,
like.
But it's constant fundraising when you're trying to run a campaign. You constantly have to ask for money from celebrities.
He has to realize.
Hello. Is this the Plimpton residence?
Not the...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was wondering if there's an outside shot that I could speak with George Plimpton, the famous writer... What? No. I wasn't aware. I'm sorry I called during the... Okay. Forget I even called.
What?
Oh, my God. George Plimpton's dead.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
He was the next one on my list. Warren Buffett said to call him, and now he's dead.
He's on the news.
I keep doing that. Why do I always call dead people?
I don't know.
It drives me nuts. I tell you, it's really, it was so embarrassing with the Ritters.
you are not for the sterilization of men in Sacramento.
I have news for you, though.
What's that?
Robert Palmer will not be playing at my benefit concert in Sacramento.
Why is that?
Oh, my God. You didn't hear?
No, what?
He died.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Heart attack.
Really?
And I'm worried about that, too, with my ticker. You know, I got the bad ticker, so it's good for everybody to get the checkup and things that will help their hearts. Feel better and stronger.
Listen,
I think what you're planning to do should be illegal. That you can't take a laser beam and point it at the balls and make the men not be able to have the money shot.
Okay. Aside from that,
Yabo,
when you read that debate, for instance,
I did good, huh?
But hold on.
How about the way I handled that that little bitch Arianna Huffington, huh?
Between you and me, though.
Yeah.
You didn't understand any of it, did you?
Nine. I had it rehearsed, and they'd ask the questions about the economy and the deficit in California and special interests, and I memorized the script, and we had all the questions for the debate were handed to us, and we did the homework with all my campaign people. I've got some smarties that come along with me and help me answer the questions.
Okay,
that's why I only participated in one debate, you understand?
Why is it... Arnold.
I memorized my speeches by sounds.
Like your movie script.
That's flashcards.
Why is it
that
you are for some parts of illegal immigration,
yes,
yet you don't want illegal immigrants to be able to get driver's licenses? I'm not taking a stand one way or the other, but you have said no driver's licenses
for
illegal aliens who are paying taxes. Why?
Oh, God.
Don't read. Give me the real answer.
These are the platforms. No. I can't do it on my...
Tell me off the top of your head.
I don't understand.
Do you even know about the driver's license with the illegal alien?
You need a driver's license to drive a car. I know that.
Let's say it's some guy from Mexico who gets into this country.
He can drive a car if he rents it?
Not without a driver's license.
Really?
Yeah.
Why isn't there...
Because you can't rent a car without a driver's license.
Most of the guys that come to my house, they drive in a big truck, and they all most of them don't drive anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Why, and I'm not for or against this either way, I'm wondering why you are opposed to illegal aliens, immigrants, drivers.
Aliens was a film with Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, you know the Mexican guys that come and cut your grass?
Yeah, I think that's where they're from.
Do you think that they should have driver's licenses?
It does not matter. They're the common guys. Why do people care? No. If the, it's why does the big power brokers say no, I say 9-2.
Why?
Because they don't, you know, matter to me, Arnold. They don't really matter as far as I'm concerned. I think they all should go back to Mexico where they came from.
Well, now, why don't you say that in your public statements?
Perhaps I will.
Who's stopping you from saying that?
That's, they all say that, well, I don't have my illegal immigrant.
Checking his notes.
Paper. They don't need driving permits. They have the push mower. That's the way it works. Hmm. I don't like aliens, and I don't like immigrants. And I think they should stay right where they are. Because I was a brilliant guy that made a brilliant movie that made a great bit of money.
What one is that?
Pumping Iron. When I came over, that's why people wanted me into movies like Conan the Barbarian, and they wanted me to come and be here. But most of the Mexicans, they don't want to come. They say, stay where you are. You're taking things from us, which is bad. So stay where you are. That's the way it should be. I'm, on the other hand, a big movie star. And because I come from a foreign country, people love me. And so it's okay for me. If you're not loved, you shouldn't be coming over here.
Buzz, we're almost up on the network thing here, so we're going to have to go back on, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Your opinion of the average citizen in California?
Don't touch me.
If you, do you have a nickname for the average people?
Yeah.
What?
I call them Liebenstrasen.
That's German.
Yeah, it means smelly pants. But the American translation would be dirty hands. Which means
dirty.
Don't come near, you know, me. I'll sign the autograph, but please don't touch.
And you've been to Sacramento. Now listen, we're on in Sacramento.
Sacramento is the capital. Now, of California.
Very briefly, because we only have 15
seconds. How's that, huh?
What do you really...
Because I don't know
what do you really,
stuff.
What do you really think of Sacramento? You've been there. What do you really think of it?
It's ugly. It's got big, wide spaces.
Wow.
Not real rich people. You know, you got to have to drive for miles to get to the different campaign appearances. And it smells like fertilizer. And there's lots of dust. And
we're back in four.
We're about to go back.
Three. Okay, thank you for talking to me.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show with their special guest,
Hi.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How are you? It's great. Well, for me, the poll numbers are great. We're really excited about the prospect of being governor of California. And I love the people all over the state, and it's going to be a great time.
What do you think of Sacramento? You've been there before. We were just talking during the break.
Oh, I want to live there so bad because that's where I feel I can do California
what about
the best amount of good.
The wide open spaces of
it's
California.
It's great. It's very
Sacramento.
Pretty. There's great lettuce there. There is road for you know the people to eat, and it's great. It's pretty, isn't it? I love it. I hope you can come.
And how do you
feel? You can come up to the governor's mansion when I win the election in the recall and we get Cray Davis out of that big seat that he's sitting in.
The sterilization issue?
I am against that. You've explained that to me. Don't do that. The men of Sacramento deserve their balls.
Mm.
That's my point.
Illegal immigrants?
I believe that everybody in this country deserves a chance, like I got, to come from a foreign country and make the best of it.
Very good.
So shouldn't they get driver's licenses then? No, hey. No fair.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Why don't you? Oh, you don't know.
Sometimes I don't know. You've cut me. I don't know the answers.
Huh?
I've got a part for you in Terminator 4. Hasta la vista. I'll be back. I don't understand the question.
Okay, no problem.
No, I've embarrassed myself. This is going to be a major embarrassment to the campaign, isn't it?
Don't worry. No one listens to our show.
Win anyway.
I don't feel good about this situation.
Feel good. You're a winner. You're 2 weeks away from being the next governor of California.
Dr. Shine.
Yeah, right on.
I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you, Don. I know you've been a big supporter of the thing is the campaign and things. Vote crowd. That's exactly what you do.
Buzz had some great nude photos of you the other day during the news.
Oh, well, you know, those were taken in an artistic and tasteful way with the studio. I was not in any state of hard and, you know, so I don't think they were bad. All of the times that I was, that it was hard It was only when the camera wasn't running.
Ah.
I got you.
I want to make that point to each and every one of you, and thank you for your support, the thing is.
Thank you for coming
up. Oh, good time.
Thank you for coming by and speaking to us.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
What?
I'm making several phone calls to people that are political people that I'll be calling later on this afternoon. I'm calling Richard Nixon, and there's an outside chance he's going to support my campaign.
I voted
for him. He's the first man I voted for.
Vote Kraut.
Dankeschön. Vote Kraut.
Vote Kraut. All right. That's great. Thank you, Arnold.
Okay. And slow down on the Nazi talk, okay?
Al Peterson.
Hey,
it was your dad.
Yeah, you take care of it. That was your father. Wow. Father.
Goodbye.
There he goes. See, now,
wow.
Now that surprised me. He's dumb, but he's not that dumb because he realizes that if you don't sterilize the men of Sacramento, they're going to continue to come out the way they're coming out.
I still think he was thinking about bathrooms. I don't think he tracked with you 100%.
He's got balls.
Yeah, well, I heard him in the hallway one time say, "You confuse him."
He got balls. And you know who else got balls?
Who?
And I mean this. Leah Remini.
Yes, she does.
Oh, she got bigger balls than Angelo Pagan, her boyfriend. And they were on TV last night on VH1.
Wow.
And you know that Leah's been a longtime friend, enemy, acquaintance, buddy, a pal, diva, wonderful woman.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Total bitch. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been, and she would say the same about us.
Yes.
She's been on the show for the last, I don't know, 5 years.
Yes.
Less than the last 2 years, should point out. And now she's running out of gas. And here's the first indication from last night's VH1, the one-hour special of the wedding of Leah and Angelo Remini.
She'd kill you if she heard you say that, but, we're going to have to explore this with her.
We will, and listen, I'm fully prepared to say it to her.
Oh, you've gone to war with her before.
I'm not saying anything that I wouldn't say to her face.
Right.
She's wonderful, and yet at the same time, she's... just bitchy. And I'm sure she'd say, about me, sometimes I'm okay, but I'm a dick.
She likes being bitchy.
Yeah.
And this shows her at her bitchy best? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. She's after that.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of the Leah that we've seen for a long time. That's, we're going to do that in the next. Now, Robbie, are we going to set up a DVD in here? So
Charlie has the DVD.
So Mike can watch it.
Very good.
While you guys listen to the audio, and I think you'll love it. And then
we've really had a relationship with her for a very long time, and we've had some behind-the-scenes activity with her, and perhaps this will shed some light on it.
It'll get awkward, and then the best part will be when we try to call her.
Very exciting.
So please stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program The King of Queens, Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
Damn, that's an angry bitch.
Creating their legacy, Don and Mike.
No matter what you are.
All right, so that's the intro to Leah Remini. We've talked about our relationship with her, such as it is. Last night, VH1, Sherry time slot, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, 10 p.m.
There you go.
Nobody's watching the practice. Nobody's watching Law and Order. Nobody's watching Sunday Night Football.
That's right. Now.
Everybody's watching.
I always lock it on to VH1 on Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
The Leah Remini show. Actually, we thought it was on at 9 because they do a show about celebrity weddings. But that was a bunch of celebrities that each got 10 minutes, like Mark Anthony and what's her name? Jessica Simpson.
Ah, Jessica Simpson, little hottie.
And then it comes on to the hour-long Leah Remini show. So let's roll this now. It's on Select One, Robbie.
Yeah, you ready?
Now, do we start the music? Are the music and the video synced up here?
It's, you're going to get everything right off the DVD.
All right, we'll roll it then.
Alrighty.
We're ready. Here we go. You'll hear it, and we'll see it and describe it to you.
It's perfectly charming.
This is Leah dancing with Angelo.
As an actress, you're not really yourself.
Well, the way you've been wheezing, I like my...
She's doing scenes now on her show, King of Queens.
It's like you. Not an actress, not an anything. You're just you getting married.
I never had a vision of having a wedding. I've never visualized myself as a bride.
Honey, stop being so freaking nervous, right? It's been 8 freaking years. It's time to get married.
Pause it for a second, Rob.
You gotta get married, have some babies already.
Now, you're seeing them in a limo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
are they on the way to the wedding? This is
a couple days before.
Okay.
He's all slicked back and, you know, trying to look good. She's just chewing on gum. And in the beginning part of this, to her credit, also, she's not made up. You're seeing her at the very beginning of this,
right,
with no makeup. And I think when I had the pleasure of spending the night at her home a couple of
years
ago.
We're all getting a look at her, you know, as you saw her that morning.
Yeah, right? And I said, dude, she's a pretty girl,
mm-hmm,
but you know, makeup is a good friend of hers. You know, let's roll a little more of this, Robbie. Here we go. They're in a limo now.
Go. Wow. You know, now they're kissing. This man, and I don't have any doubts about it. Me, man. I didn't get a veil. I feel like I'm in jail. I feel like it's really kind of retarded.
She said we're going to elope, and then this all happened.
We went from having a small wedding, non-traditional, to a complete, full-on wedding.
Hey, hold on. Is Gene Wilder in it at all?
Yeah.
Did we see Gene Wilder?
Yeah, the boyfriend of her her stepfather, the guy who married her mother. And now you're seeing Leah again. Oh, hold on. Back it up, Rob.
Okay.
We just have to describe these scenes. There are so many scenes. They cut from her in the limousine.
Just like the opening montage. Is that why we're seeing it jump around all
the
time?
No, it jumps around a lot during the whole thing.
There's that director that hated us.
Well, the way you've been weaving.
Fast forward it now, Rob. We went back too far. We should just let it roll and describe it as we go along. We'll just turn it down. All right, there they are in Las Vegas. Roll it.
I didn't get a veil. I feel like I'm in jail. I feel like it's really kind of retarded.
She said we're going to elope, and then this all happened.
We went from having a small wedding.
Now they're kissing.
Traditional to a complete.
Now there's hundreds of people at the wedding. Except us.
Holy mother. If you're saying things like that, you're scaring me. I'm glad you think my wedding's going to be a disaster. So now I'm worried. What? You know, I'm not a character.
Are you effing crazy?
And it's going to be just me, raw. For those people who are not from New York.
Look at that face.
Don't film me when I'm filming you. I'm filming you first.
Smoking like a chimney.
Lauren. And that's AJ. That's the other man behind the camera. You know what? I'm going to charge VH1 for all the things. You and Lauren. What's the deal with you guys?
Now, she doesn't look good.
I mean, she doesn't look good on that treadmill.
That's what I used to do. Pack it and get the out. I can't do this whole wedding planning thing.
She's laying on the floor in the kitchen now.
Stories about people not getting married like the day before the wedding because the guy did some stupid. We were this close. Don't just walk
away. Now, you got to pause it for a second.
That's not the same house, right?
Yeah, that's the same house.
Is that the same house?
Yeah. What you're getting in there, but we're not translating well here because you can't see it, is it's Leah having her TV star upset fits about what's happening or not happening in the marriage.
And he's making a comment like you hear about people canceling the day before the wedding. He's saying they came that close, and he puts his fingers up like that.
Wow. And the pictures that you're getting are Leah sitting on the floor in her kitchen, saying,
stressing out.
I don't know why this is so hard for me.
She did the same thing when we were having her on the show out in Los Angeles, and she didn't get a fruit platter.
And he's right.
Good point.
He's right.
Well, really. I mean, so Angela doesn't have anything to worry about.
And then she's sitting on the floor as he's about to leave the house. And again, she's so put upon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. She is so pretty.
But do you put upon. One thing we didn't discuss about Leah, knowing her as we do, this is her thing. This is she just loves having the cameras
and
there.
While she's complaining about the VH1 cameraman, as I mentioned, at the very end of this, the very first name that comes up in the credits is executive producer Leah Remini.
Cool. And I think, you know, you can say, oh, she did it for the money. I disagree. I think you talk about actors that are on all the time. Leah is on all the time. And I think she probably dug this.
And she needs it, because her show's on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, really. Do you think that
was in her mind also?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, all right, roll it, Robbie. Here we go. Now it's just a montage of Leah trying her dress on.
I'm emotional, and I'm hoping it's because I'm getting my period, and not because I'm a lunatic.
She's always doing
it's
that.
It's been crazy. But I'm sure everybody goes through this.
That's the first commercial set now.
Are we skipping through the commercials, or?
This is the intro to the show on VH1.
Oh, really?
Inside Out.
With Leah Remini.
Leah Remini. All right, now she's going into a closed set, King of Queens. Bam! That's Kevin James.
Kevin James was like pretending to beat her.
Now she's getting made up for the show.
Back to you, Karina. Shut the...
She's just gorgeous. She's just glowing.
She's glowing, right?
She's glowing.
I mean, I don't want to talk in front of her because she comes, so let's not talk about this in front of her. But does she look so much? Her face is. Oh, here she comes.
Hey.
Hi.
Gentlemen.
And of course, here she is getting the ovation. At her TV show.
The life of a TV star.
I can see the TV. You can breathe. That never happens.
Now they're filming the episode.
You can't have me against the ropes.
They had a good shot there of herself looking at the playback and being very happy. June 23rd on hiatus from King of Queens. Leah has only weeks to plan her July wedding. That's what it says. She's been dating her fiancé, actor-singer Angelo Pagan, for 7 years.
So now we see Angelo.
Caliente!
Performing at an Olive Garden.
And he asked me to dance, and I'm like, I don't know how to dance this stuff. And he goes, I'll teach you. And just everything about him was just perfect. And he was cute and charming and funny. The ball scratching and the pulling his out of his ear came, you know, a couple weeks later. But that night, he was perfectly charming.
She mentions that he scratched his nuts.
Right.
Vicky, Leah's mom.
There she is.
Are you ridiculous?
You really like this?
Fine.
It's horrible. It's horrendous.
Leah shops for a wedding dress with her mother and sisters and 20 of her clothes. She just said BJ's.
Number two, you do it if you're cheating. Yes, to how you get the guy. Uh-uh. And then after a couple years, you go, what are you, crazy? Do you think my mom will cry?
God.
I have seen my wedding dress.
This is funny. Well, she does work out hard.
Your mom, I don't think she...
What do you see her stripper work out? Really?
To be traditional. Just one time in my life. I'm going to have a wedding.
What?
It's nice to see her working out.
No, but you're...
I don't know why.
They're in like a Ray Lewis type limo.
Oh.
Limo. No, like one of those big navigators.
Right.
But today, you'll see, I'll look at her like with these longing eyes. Like,
now she's getting fitted for her dress.
There's her Vicky, mom. Her mother.
She's spending way too much money.
That's her mom.
That's the real mom, too.
Well, I can tell you, this is a cellulite problem dress right here.
Look, see. She'll be in it for 5 minutes, then she'll change it for her sweat.
People of America?
Here's Michelle, Leah's friend.
Yeah, people of America are looking at your outfit.
Who the hell is she talking?
These are women. Just in a store while Leah tries this dress on.
20 friends.
She has to buy another house just to keep the dress in because she doesn't have enough closet room.
See?
So, as far as I'm concerned, she's throwing away
money. God, see?
I was her mother.
So this was on Sunday at 10 o'clock, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of shots of her mom.
Well, my mother, she'll be sad at the end, but my mother talks a big game, and she'll probably be like... She's already told me, like, it's a waste of money, which I tend to agree that it is a waste of money. You know. Not so close, AJ. I'll punch you right in the face.
She's driving and the camera's getting too close to her face. Now she's still trying on wedding dresses and her 20 friends are sitting on the floor.
And she comes out and now they're all going... You're so beautiful. maybe this is what all girls do. I don't
know. Sure. I think so.
Oh, my God. The dresses are gorgeous.
See?
That's beautiful, Leah.
There's Nicole.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Maybe I will cry a little.
That's her mother. And now they're off to...
She'll come in and go, no, honey, you got to wear that because of my dress and because of the flowers.
Angelo getting his clothes.
Ah. Okay, honey.
Why doesn't Angelo want
Angelo
to
looks
come over?
Bigger than the last time
right,
we saw
him. Angelo doesn't want me to see him.
My mama, she has our ground.
Yes, we need to go over there. Let's go.
That's my...
I know we can't stop this thing, but I must say, for people that don't know her, this is boring television, isn't it?
Not okay that you don't want me to come over there.
I want you to.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want your whole gang.
He doesn't want all you.
That's not right.
But do not make a decision without me.
Hello. I love you, Mama.
Honey, I love you, too.
All right, stop it for a second, because we have to describe this. While they're doing the split screen... Mm-hmm. While they're saying, or he's saying, I want you to come over, but don't bring your friends. While she's chatting with her other hand, she's holding the cell phone with her right hand, or got it cradled in her you know,
on her shoulder.
Yeah. With the left hand, she's putting on lipstick and looking at herself in the mirror. So freaking self-absorbed with this. And Mike, this does get a lot nastier and meaner once we get into it.
You left out the part where she didn't actually dial him. She had someone do it for her.
Really?
Yeah, that's a little subtlety that's wasted. Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about, I'd be curious to know, the average woman, does she go shopping with 20 of her friends to
in a big Ray Lewis straight stretch limo?
You know, you have maybe the girls' night out, right? The bachelorette party. That's limo time. But to pick out the dress, you know.
She's got her 20 friends who were there for the free booze because they were having some champagne. And then the price that they pay is that they have to sit around and go, oh, you're gorgeous. Uh-huh. You're gorgeous. You're so beautiful. Right. And you know,
I got to give Angelo the thumbs up on, leave your friends behind.
Well, he loses that battle.
Oh, does he really?
Roll it, Rob. Roll it. And it gets juicier. Just give it a minute.
I'm taking bets. I asked just one at a time. What do you guys think you said?
Why don't you say more than one?
And here they all come piling in the store.
Yeah, they all, like they're all in there.
On a black pants with brown shoes.
I love those shoes that are right on the table.
I was going for sort of like...
Now this poor... For anybody that's been married... Sad.
You don't do this.
The woman's really not all that involved, I don't think,
in
most marriages, in picking out what you're going to wear at the wedding.
The guy goes and rents a tux.
The guy's thing, isn't it?
Buys a suit. Yeah.
Isn't that the guy's thing?
Angelo is...
And let's get the consensus from the crowd.
Is wearing a suit.
Oh, that is...
I love it.
Yeah, right. I love it.
He's so cute.
Angelo's day gig is running the family restaurant Vivian's. Here we go, man. That's Vivian. Freeze
him. I'm in here with the
back it up and freeze him. This is what you have to see. If you put in the time with us on this bit to this point,
you've heard us talk about Vivian's.
Now is where you get the payoff.
Oscar, dime la verdad,
Robbie,
en español, para que nadie sepa de lo que estamos hablando nosotros.
Freeze it when it gets to Vivian.
Show the bride to be, and let's get the consensus from the crowd.
Yeah.
And then they cut right into what Angelo does.
Here we go. Now.
His day job is running the family restaurant Vivian's,
and then freeze it now. If I said to you, we are looking at a part of Cuba. If I said to you, Mike, this is Kill Devil Island in North Carolina, and the hurricane has already passed through, and look what a great job they're doing.
What is on the wall? Is that graffiti?
That, Mike, is gang graffiti.
Is it really?
Take a close look.
I think you're absolutely right.
Now, here, they've tried to turn it into some plants. They're trying to make it look like they've drawn potted plants.
Right.
Uh-huh. But over here, this is gang stuff. And they have an awning that says Vivian's Millennium Cafe.
There it is.
And now, to say that this place looks like a Buzz, yes. Can you see it?
No, I can't. From
come
here.
Over here and take a look at Vivian's.
Vivian's Millennium Cafe.
Because this is the rest. And now we're getting into the good...
You know, we've talked about Vivian's for so long, it's nice to see the cafe.
Buzz, take a look. Take a look, Buzz, and tell us, what do you think?
Oh, table for two,
please. No, come on, Buzz, really, describe it.
Yeah, no, it's run down. I mean, it looks run down.
And it's small.
Yeah.
Tiny. And looks like it's in a really great neighborhood.
Man, I never pictured it like that. Did
now,
you? I pictured it like a busy street corner or something.
And let it roll. And we got a break, but we're just getting into the good stuff now because you're going to hear Angelo in the car driving to work.
where he has to make flap jabs in the morning.
Right.
And we're
here with the guys in the trenches.
Angela gets up at 6, opens the restaurant.
Isn't that my life?
I know.
Job. I'll make them any way you want them, but it's just going to take a minute longer.
And then also is a dad, and then goes on his audition.
Oh, man. Brutal. Brutal audition today.
The point is that Angela's still a struggling actor.
The Angela Pagan swordfish action figure right there, baby. It's too bad my action figure never took off.
He still has to get up in the morning and go to work like everybody else.
No.
This is a lot of work.
Hold on. Oh, wait, that's a wider shot.
Stop it right there. What they're doing, what you're seeing while they're talking, and she's saying, Angelo is a struggling actor.
Yes.
They're showing him in the kitchen at this dive cafe.
Right.
Where he's flipping pancakes.
Sure. Oh, man.
And then when he's saying, oh, it's tough going to these auditions, while they're showing him saying that, driving Leah's beautiful SUV, they cut at the same time to another shot of him cleaning the grease off the stove.
Which is what he does.
And then her bitchy sister, Nicole, is the waitress. Uh-huh. And
so does the whole family work at the restaurant? I guess the whole family works at the restaurant.
They had her sister, Shannon, working in the kitchen.
Shannon.
With Angelo.
Right.
And the one moment of speaking time that her sister, Nicole, gets is where she says, with a frown on her face, we can make it that way, but it'll take a couple minutes extra.
Oh, my God.
So this poor guy, he's chopped at the knees in this thing.
Yeah, they did a wider shot of the restaurant. It wasn't nearly as scary as the first shot. But the restaurant isolated, really, you are absolutely right. The Hurricane Isabel is amazing.
They show Angelo what you just heard, you didn't get to see, but they show the alarm going off at 5 a.m.
So he trundles off to work.
Him getting up and getting in the car and him saying, oh, off to another day. And then the voiceover is Leah Remini saying, Angelo is a struggling actor.
Yes.
He goes to open the restaurant.
And then he goes to his auditions. And then the next cut is it's a brutal audition, so I guess he failed at that.
But he gets to come home to his TV star wife.
Yeah.
His soon-to-be TV star. TV star soon-to-be wife.
Mm-hmm.
And gets to dream about waking up again tomorrow morning before sunlight.
To scrape the grease.
To go to Vivian's to make pancakes.
Interesting, very interesting existence.
He's a lucky man.
Fascinating.
I tell you, they could put a stack of money on the table this high. I'd say no freaking way. Would you ever get into my house to do this, much less if I was having to work at a restaurant?
It's not great for him.
No.
It's not great for him at all.
And as it continues, you're going to see it's not great for her.
Oh, really?
It's really not great for her. It doesn't show her.
Well, I think so far it hasn't been great for her.
In the greatest of light.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, it's a side of Leah Remini that I know nobody watched last night. Mm-hmm. So this is a chance for you to hear it. And then, of course, it'll get very awkward when we attempt to call Leah to tell her we've seen the show. At this point, initiating contact, it really doesn't matter who makes first contact.
Right, exactly. It's a good excuse to call her.
Mm-hmm. We have a reason to call her.
We do. We saw the VH1 show. What were you thinking?
Wow, we saw it. We saw Vivian's. We saw your...
And we can, of course, go on the angle when we call her of we saw the wedding that we weren't invited to.
Yeah, yes.
But like all the viewers were.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go, Mike. There's your John Mayer.
Listener walked up outside the building, handed me that. I want to thank him. And he was gone like the wind. So I handed it. You listened to it. You like it, too. So we're playing.
God, it's faggy. I kid.
You kid because you love.
I kid. If I didn't like it, we wouldn't make the air. So
absolutely.
Good choice.
All right.
This thing with Leah Remini.
Yes.
Here's the thing. And it's entirely my fault that I watch this because we know her, that it's easy to say, oh, look at her face.
Right.
And I don't know if it's translating or not.
We're not doing our powers of description are not all that sharp.
And,
because we know her and we're looking at her, we're kind of sitting there with our mouths hanging open.
And for me, it's the second time I've seen it.
Right.
And I'm still no good at describing it.
The first time I've seen it, I'm sitting with my jaw open.
Exactly.
So we're going to try to move a little faster through this segment and maybe just bag it and just pull sound drops and play them at another to-be-announced date. But as this thing goes along,
right,
she gets bitchier and yells at people.
Stressing out a little bit with the wedding coming up.
That's what we want.
And here's the part, after the commercial break, it comes up on the screen. The prompter says, with just 4 weeks to her wedding day, Leah's to-do list is still long.
And it mentions all the things she has to do.
And here are the things she has to do. Well, hold on, Rob. Back it up a little bit. Here are the things that...
Get rid of her cellulite, whiten her teeth.
See the eye doctor, get a massage. Stuff 100 gift bags. Get her mother's outfit. Get sisters and friends' outfits. Get plane tickets. Find a hotel to host the wedding. Pack her bags. Buy gifts for her sisters. Attend stripping class. Choose music. Send out invitations. Find a babysitter for the dog, lose 10 pounds. So put upon.
Yes, it's the tough life of a movie star.
Not easy being her.
Or a TV star.
All right, roll it. Let's see if we get anything workable here, and then we'll try to call her. Mm-hmm. This comes up on Select One? Or?
If
you're a premium member, okay?
Select One. Sure.
They got it turned on.
Oh, you know what? What? One of these, maybe.
Hold on.
Bound to be one of them.
Do you want to look good at your wedding? You don't want to have to worry. Oh, let me tuck it. Oh, let me suck in. Let me not stand that way. Let me not sit this way. Let me not have my arm like that. But, you know, I don't want to do that.
Egg whites with turkey sausage, bell peppers, tomato, spinach, and FF. French fries?
And I need to work out. I don't want boot camp for the soul. I want boot camp for my fat ass.
I feel like I need to do something.
Now she's on a treadmill.
Working hard.
What do you think? I don't know. I think I was just thinking like 8 ounces because what's 8 ounces?
She's got a little trainer handling her.
What does that mean? 8 ounces.
Now she's getting her makeup put on.
She's playing a little tennis.
Look at how fat I'm getting. Look at this gut on me. Look at it. Pan down and look at my damn gut. I look like I'm in my second trimester.
There's no fat there.
I'm getting ready for the big day.
Here he is, pumping iron.
He goes, when we're out by the swimming pool, people are going to be like, dude, you're freaking fat.
They seem to have an issue with fat.
How did you land such a...
Because they're on TV.
Talented.
This is
now,
L.A.
Now, here is Leah at her striptease fitness class.
Okay.
Around the pole. Excellent. Excellent. Let your hands...
Is she looking hot?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Okay, it's debatable, but okay. They have her doing stuff like swinging around the pole, and her mother's watching this.
Oh, dear. That limits the fun.
But there's some hotties in the class, that's for sure. Huh?
What's the worst-case scenario? That I'll be fat at my wedding.
Did she bring her 20 friends to her stripping class, too?
Yes, she did.
She seems to have her 20 friends. She's constantly...
Fat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look at Mina. Look at.
Now she's looking at the fat around her armpits.
No, she said teeth.
In her quest to look her best, Leah has a cellulite removal treatment.
Well, there's only one that I know. It's like lipo, right?
Since we're doing endermology, I set her on endermology.
She doesn't let anything go, though.
No. So now they've got this machine that looks like a vacuum hooked up to her ass.
Oh, dear.
And she's wearing a white, like, astronaut jumpsuit.
This could go so wrong.
Wow, this is the most amazing procedure. I've never seen that procedure. She's got this machine that looks like a body massager, but it's... She's in a white... spandex jumpsuit.
Finest ass ever. All time.
Here's Angelo.
You like cellulite, right, honey?
Honey, it's all good. I love it.
See? He loves my cellulite. That's what you need to do. Find a man who
he's doing what he does best.
I'll play games. Show me cellulite. Shake it. Show it. Let him lick it.
With the big day rapidly approaching, Leah discovers how much an effing wedding costs.
Do we have any numbers yet? How much?
When you deal with a 10, that's a $100,000 event.
Everything was more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
How
did they say $100,000?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
You need to bring it in.
Are you effing crazy?
$118,000.
What?
It's very big.
Everything that I've decided so far, you're like, you shouldn't have done this, you should have that. You know, I mean, I want it to be perfect, too. I'm glad you think my wedding's going to be a disaster.
No, if you want it to be perfect, then pay for it to be perfect.
I'm not giving anybody any more goddamn money.
I want you to watch the salsa band from Vegas.
All right, now she's. You can fast forward past this because we've already got. Now, what you didn't see, which we should help you to understand to better describe, is that. Okay, Paul.
He looks a lot older than when we met him in the airport.
When they're doing the thing where they say the wedding's going to cost $100,000, Leah's at her home, sitting at her computer, wearing a big, looks like pimp hat. Okay. That's the best way to describe it.
Right.
She's chain-smoking cigarettes. And when the voice on the speakerphone says it's going to cost $100,000, she does the mock double take at the camera as if to say, and she goes,
I can't
afford that. And then the next scene is
her on the, I think. Yeah.
Then, well, and you wouldn't put it on TV if you couldn't. Then right. The next scene is her on the phone with the guy saying, it's going to cost $118,000.
Right.
And she goes, that's a lot of effing money. But then she looks up at the camera again as if to go, and what's not said is, that's a lot of money, but I've got it. Yeah. That's the part that's not right. Translating.
Yes, yes, that doesn't come across.
And you have to see that. Here they are driving. Here's poor Angelo, the waiter.
The whole idea. My feeling is what we're going to do is we're going to have the DJ play some R&B and play some salsa.
Leah and Angelo meet their DJs.
Oh. And they're talking to the club DJs.
No J-Lo at all?
None. Zero.
She wants no J-Lo.
Not even one song.
Not even one song. I'm worried about the DJ.
We're real big on dancing right from the get-go so people understand what the party's about.
Cover Girls, Lisa.
Pause it. Now, they're at a table, at a dining room table, with this disc jockey who's pitching to them what he wants to do. He's a DJ at a wedding. While this is going on, she's maintaining two things. She's looking incredibly disinterested.
Right.
And she's feeding Angelo. While this disc jockey is saying,
it's a diva trip.
But we can play some J-Lo, one J-Lo. Leah's looking off into space going, no.
J-Lo. I want to explore the no J-Lo request.
Yeah.
The very adamant no J-Lo request where she said this. I'd like to know where that comes
from. And then she's grabbing the stuff with the fork and gently feeding it to him. You know, that poor sap.
Goodness.
Angelo, the waiter.
At a certain song that I had mentioned or something, they did like, he even said double hand slap.
Kelly Clarkson, a moment like this. Perfect. Two times. Thank you.
No.
Get you on stage, you know, get you two on stage, rocking up on a dance box.
Imagine if this was you and I.
No.
Jesus.
Having to be the DJ.
The DJs are pitching them.
Okay, you're scaring me. If you're saying things like that, you're scaring me.
There we go.
I don't want any music.
To the chapel and where?
Now the DJs are singing.
Gonna get married.
No, we've already been married, so going to the chapel.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It has to make sense.
Where did they find these?
With less than 30 days to go, Leah and Angelo are still searching for a place to get married.
Why do you have such a fear of flying?
There's her sister.
We have to go to Vegas trying to find where we're going to have the wedding.
So it's Nicole, her sister. Now they're on a plane.
Everybody's saying to get married in
July. She hates to fly. We knew that.
The worst idea, but there's really not a lot.
There they are at McCarran Airport, Las Vegas. And there's the beautiful Mandalay Bay.
You could think the perfect wedding.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
Now they get the
show. They already sent $100,000 and they haven't gotten the joint yet?
Yeah, they're like, not. I'm in this room and I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do this room. I cannot.
Look at this friggin' palace they're renting. It's beautiful.
Short ceremony. We're looking for a party atmosphere. We don't want it in a ballroom. What does this room cost for the night?
$10,000 for the first two.
American dollars?
Have you booked the show?
Needed to know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
far as spaces that are not ballrooms.
Now they're looking for
a
place.
Much.
Every hotel that we've been to, they don't accommodate, you know, different kind of wedding, which is what we want.
Now, at the Four Seasons,
TV star wedding.
Right.
When we walked into the Four Seasons, it was like a sigh of relief.
It's very interesting.
Pause that for a second.
Close this off.
There's a little lack of being in touch with reality.
Yeah. We walked into the Four Seasons. It was just like a sigh of relief.
Sure.
Again, oh, God. Overpriced surroundings, yes. Yes, this is where I want to be.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
What was I doing at the hotel where common folk go?
I wonder if any of this was prearranged. You know, I'm wondering. You know, it's just a...
Robbie, we're up on a break. Roll a
little.
Get
the impression I'm being played a little bit watching this thing.
Thanks, Charlie. If you want to see this, it repeats Wednesday... At 11 o'clock East Coast time on with VH1?
VH1. It's on right now, too.
So Wednesday night at 7
it's
o'clock.
On, it's actually on VH1 now?
Right.
As we're on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thursday night at 1 p.m. And then next Monday it's on at noon.
Hey, they're sampling the menu now.
Oh, okay. Back it up.
They win.
Stop. Go.
Thanks for me.
Adoption. It's about...
Oh, now decided on the Four Seasons. Angelo and Leah.
Eating the food. Trying the food.
No. Here, try this.
Yeah, give me this.
Now they're being crazy where Angelo and Leah are taking the cameras from the VH1 cameraman.
That's
wacky.
DJ. That's the other man.
And they're letting them eat.
You know what? Stop it. And you got crap in your teeth.
You know what?
She's telling the cameraman who she's hired to stop taking her picture.
Honey, that's not your groom, okay? Jesus Christ.
Now they're sampling pastries.
No, don't.
Meanwhile, with the cameras, must be quite a spectacle.
Honey, come here. I'll feed you.
Now, keep in mind, she was just at a cellulite treatment.
Now, they're in the kitchen of the Four Seasons. The last time we saw Angelo in the kitchen, he was making pancakes.
You outsell yourself.
Now, she's just eating more.
John Luke! Right here, John Luke. Right here. All right, buddy? I will be overwhelmed with emotion.
Listen to this.
Butterflies consumed with your beauty.
And then there was no question. We have to have it at the Four Seasons.
This is so bad. Okay, stop it. We got a break.
Now do you get where I'm going with this thing?
All right, here's the deal. I just want to explain what we just heard.
And there was no
question. He said, I will be overwhelmed with emotion, consumed with your beauty, butterflies. And you're thinking as you're hearing this that he's busting her balls. And then they get down to the bottom of the stairs as he's saying it, and she's just smiling like he's really doing that.
And then she says, her comment is, it was at that moment we decided it had to be the Four Seasons.
Yeah, that she was thinking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Wow.
Maybe this has gotten a little better in the second segment.
Uh-huh. Yes. You know, and I'm also saying I'm glad we didn't go out there. Oh, Lord,
to that thing?
Yeah, that would have been a drag.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You know, what we'll do in the next break, because we want to get the buzzes, news, and comments... We'll cut right to, you know what, Robbie? The part I want is where she's packing.
Oh, we'll find it.
The part where she's packing, because...
Does she kind of go mental?
She starts at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
All she has to do is pack two bags to go to Las Vegas with her personal belongings. And it takes her from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Oh, my God.
To pack... Two bags.
Well, that's Leah.
Because she's got, well, she got a lot going on.
Does she have her 20 friends in the bedroom when she's doing that?
No, but the clothes are laid out everywhere. There's clothes on the floor everywhere. Everywhere. I love you so much. It is like butterflies.
Butterflies, I'm consumed with your beauty.
It was at that moment that I knew we had to be married at the Four Seasons.
Time to clean the grill. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're back and stop. Balls of fire for Leah Remini, everybody.
That's what I want to be called.
Balls of fire?
A ball of fire.
Ball of fire. Well, here are the rules.
Not balls of fire.
I understand you're playing for somebody today. A couple DJs. Who are you playing for?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right.
bad.
Wait a minute.
My bad.
My fault. I hate it when people say my bad. we have so many different wires in here now because we have a DVD player that's feeding the audio. It's no excuse. It's awful board work. Take it again.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Let's take it from the top.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't beat yourself.
What a hoot and so totally refreshing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
I just want to get it right.
Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Stand by to win a thank you to Casio. We're giving away digital cameras all this week.
All right.
Courtesy of Mythbusters, as opposed to Hyman Busters. Only on the Discovery Channel, Friday night, 9 Eastern.
Mythbusters?
8 Central.
Mythbusters!
Like they bust myths?
That's right. Who are you going to call?
Mythbusters!
This Leah Remedy thing is out of control because there's so much stuff that we're not going to be able to get to today.
I get the impression from looking at this documentary, which it really, I guess you would call it a documentary, she had cameras rolling 24-7. And I mean, all the time.
It is, and take it from me, I'm a self-serving guy, and I don't mean I own, you know.
No,
I don't mean that I only eat, like, one portion meals. I mean, I know what it's like, okay? This is absolute.
You and I.
The pinnacle.
You and I both probably would be familiar with an occasional swim in Lake Mee.
However,
she's hitting a home run.
This is drowning. Charlie's going to come in and walk us through. We've isolated three more moments that we want to make sure we get on.
Okay.
And
you know, in the event that this woman was not a television star, I fear that she might spontaneously combust.
I think if she was not a television star, there would be a very good chance she...
Watch it.
You know, fill in the blank.
Yes.
Fill in the blank.
She'd be bigger?
I think Don was going somewhere else.
Yeah, I was.
Were you talking about the... Were you going around along the line of she might be doing something else?
Uh-huh.
Occupation.
She might have another line of work.
Yeah, okay.
Porno?
Well, now
I forget Charlie Broyhill. You always had you've always had a fondness for Ms. Remini.
That went away when we were out there last
year. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so Charlie, we're up to 31. Is this the part where she's packing?
Yes.
All right, so now... Leah has to pack to go on her trip.
All right, we're showing her dragging the suitcase up the stairs, packing. Now, I assume it was empty, so I'm not sure why that was such a labor.
Now she lays the suitcase down. There's Angelo packing his stuff.
They're packing for a trip to Vegas.
He is.
I need to pack, and I don't know what to take, and I need help, honey.
4 p.m.
You're supposed to be packing.
Well, yeah, I am.
There's nothing in the bags. 5 p.m.
Whatever you're wearing that night, I want you to leave it on and I'll kill you. You know what? I'm going to send you and Amy a bill. I'm going to send you and Amy a bill for all the closets that you have destroyed.
Ooh.
She
just said... MF me.
Why? Because he's banging?
So now
hold it. Hey, we have to explain this because it doesn't make any sense. What's happening is they're in Leah's closet as they're doing this whole packing thing that she can't make a decision for hours and hours and hours. Right. The camera crew is so elaborate in there that they're banging into shelves and walls in the closet, and she is getting super pissed.
Mm. She just said, mother F me.
Mother effer.
Okay, roll it.
That Lauren is the ass.
A lot of profanity.
Meanwhile, it's taking her 8 hours to pack.
What I'm going to wear on my wedding night to make love to you for the first time as my husband.
Now she's holding up 90s.
Yeah.
Why don't they bring the cameras in there?
We have these.
The wedding night.
I love those, honey.
These are shorts.
Yes, I like that.
That.
Listen to him.
And that.
The thongs.
So far, that's the keeper.
Wow.
6 p.m., still not packed.
Think of everything I would possibly need. It's my pool hat.
It's not retarded, Paige. Because then every outfit
Okay, we can... Charlie, let's go to 34. Here's the thing. What you're getting here, and you're going to have to watch this to get the true essence, is a Hollywood pampered diva who is sitting on the floor. She has a very simple task. It's an overnight bag.
Right.
The kind that you can bring on an airplane that's got the handle that you pull up.
I think there are two things at work here. You're seeing her being the pampered diva, and then I think what she's doing is she's creating drama for the cameras.
Now, what follows is a great moment. When the true stupidity of Angelo Pagan is on display for all to see.
Very good. Oh. I'm looking forward to this.
But you're going
to
marry someone. I've done it. Mm-hmm. You've done it.
I've done it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you buy the girl an engagement ring.
Right.
But then when you get married, you buy her the band, the wedding band.
That's kind of the guy thing. You can pick them out with somebody.
Well, as you're going to hear, Angelo didn't get one. And this is not put on for this special. Roll it, please.
Now, wait, did he make an announcement that he didn't have them, or what?
Yeah, back it up. Back it up, because she's crying now. Now she's...
Oh, Lord.
She's pissed.
And, Don, that is a new house, isn't it, that they're in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Leah looked at me like...
Oh, it needs to be backed up a little more.
So he forgot to buy a wedding band?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. He was doing so well, too. Are we backing it up again?
Yeah,
we're having a problem with the DVD. That's a shock. All we're getting is a gigantic engagement ring.
All right, here we go.
Stop. Roll.
Oh, what am I missing?
He's checking his muscles, though.
Close to.
We're set, right? I don't need a band, nothing.
Shut up.
We're just using the rings. We're not...
Oh, my God.
Shut up, honey.
Leah looked at me like, you mean you didn't buy me a band?
Now she's crying on the steps.
And she starts crying. We've been kind of doing a non-traditional wedding.
And
then I felt horrible for Angela because of the pressure.
Oh, the pressure on him.
Band was that important? Because if it was that important, I figured somebody would have mentioned it along the way.
Someone
should have said, do you have the band?
Now he's leaving the house.
Live and laugh. Yeah, that's a slightly bigger...
Now there she is. It's 11 p.m.
So here we are a day before we're going off to get married.
Oh.
And... you know, I'm a guy. I got her the ring, right? I didn't know that there's supposed to be a band with the ring for the wedding. That's probably why they have this picture up. The ring and the band.
He's in front of a closed jewelry store.
I get a band.
No. You can't open a jewelry store after hours. Only I need a...
I'm sure I'm not the first man that's screwed up like this.
You need some hugs.
Fortunately, there was a jeweler / family friend ready to open the jewelry store for Angelo.
Thank goodness. So he's in this jewelry store at night that they've opened up at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock at night.
Thank you.
He's toasting with a girl that he bought the ring from.
Okay. Now, look at that, Angelo, and look at that.
All right, now he's picking out the ring because he's so stupid.
Charlie, let's go to 36:30, and this will be the last.
You're killing me with that. You completely forgot.
This will be the last thing that we see. 36:30. Now they've been married, and they are introduced.
Does he bang the jeweler?
They don't know it.
She's pretty hot. Not on the tape, but...
Now, we're still going through Leah and all of her angst about, you know, how put upon she is to go through this wedding and to get the gift bags at
right.
the Four Seasons. The next scene that we're going to listen to, and it'll be the final one today, is the final whatever. It's Leah getting introduced after saying, I do. Listen to what the disc jockey says when he announces the couple.
I go back.
Oh, back it up a little.
He said Lisa. He's like, two. He had the balls to raise me 100.
The DJ introduced her as Lisa Remini.
And we're going to hear that, right?
Yeah, that's on here. Where you hear the guy.
And you see her reaction and all that?
Yeah.
Those are the DJs. They hired the guys that were high-fiving each other.
He had the balls to do it twice.
Twice.
Apparently,
what was she saying about raised me 100 or something like that? Rob, what was she talking about there? That?
Yeah, I believe what happened is she thought she heard herself be misintroduced, and she said to the disc jockey, I bet you $100 you called me Lisa Remini. And the disc jockey says, make it two. So he's so sure he got it right,
right,
that he wanted to raise her. But apparently, the tape, that's how the production paid for itself.
Right.
Touched by your generosity. No, by your
this is him doing his dumb homewritten vows.
She's rubbing her. We're skipping through it right now.
It's just so much of them. And there he is, naked, getting into bed, showing his ass. Now she's finally packed. They're leaving. Oh, here's a good scene, Mike. That was Angelo having to put all 120 gift bags into the back of Leah's SUV.
Be exhausted.
The calm between the storms. Now he's telling her how much she loves her, and she loves him, and they're not spending the last night
together. Oh, man, it's just bleh.
And they're on the phone together, and it's the Four Seasons, and there's all the pate.
Yeah, we're definitely going through all the bad stuff.
And there he is putting on his suit, and there she is putting on her gown, and there's her freaking mother, and there's her, you know, there's his brother, and there's the ugly sister, and here's the ceremony, and then she says, I do, and here he is saying, yeah, thank God your show's on syndication. And, you know, they kiss, and
they get introduced.
Dancing.
Happy to be there and be married, and put that on top. Mike's there.
Yep, we're backing it up a little bit. Hold on. Just a ridiculous spectacle. Why you would allow yourself... Oh, here we go.
To DJ?
Yeah.
An idiot.
Yeah. He said Lisa.
$100, you said Lisa. He's like, pooh. He had the balls to raise me.
And then they're in the middle of the dance floor. Freaking dance.
Oh, my God. The DJs.
I hate him.
Okay, the last part. Let's go very quickly. Leah now decides that she wants to have a baby.
Ah.
And she's going to say to the OBGYN that she has to get pregnant in September because she's a TV star.
Angelo, he'll be very happy, but I want to know specifically when I should do it.
She's going to talk. Now she's married, and now you see her in the OBGYN's office, and she's going to explain to the doctor that she must get married in September because she's on a TV show.
I see
and
what you guys were talking about.
And it would be great if the child knew how to make omelets.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'd feel bad for you. I'd feel bad for you more than anything. Listen, if you think I have mood swings now, Lauren, you're going to want to kill yourself being around me. I'm going to be the most miserable pregnant person on the planet until I find out that I'm having a healthy girl. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got to back it up a little more, Charlie, to get the... See, executive producer Leah Remini.
Yeah, there we go.
It was her production. You got to get her telling the doctor she's having her period, and then... Okay, roll it.
Honey, if you see this... I love you.
There's the poor schmuck in a swimming pool.
Yo, he's a one-trick pony, but he knows what to do.
Back in Los Angeles, Leah and Angelo waste no time getting back to work, making a baby. Here she is at the OBGYN's office.
Today, we are going to see what I need to do to prepare to have a baby. The deal is that I have to be pregnant in September. I do a television show.
Well, that's coming up.
Exactly.
So let's just talk a little bit about that then. So okay. The idea would be is try to figure out how you're going to get pregnant the first cycle.
I don't want to have sex unnecessarily. I don't have that kind of energy. So you got to tell me.
This is serious, not a goof.
I'll be very happy that he's going to get sex 3 days in a row. But I want to know specifically when I should do it.
Well, we can take a quick look.
Oh, we can forget that.
And we can tell you just that everything looks structurally okay.
Oh, no.
The structure is sound.
She won't get in the chair because she's having her period.
No, I don't even want you down there. I'd feel bad for you. I'd feel bad for you more than anything. Listen, if you think I have mood swings now, Lauren,
yeah, that's
you're going to want
it. And that's it.
That's
so she wants to have...
Miserable.
Wow, we got a
person on the planet.
My God.
Listen.
So I take it perhaps tomorrow we're going to call her?
Yeah, I know this is the pot calling the kettle black, but if that is not some of the most self-absorbed...
Yeah, we got to talk to her.
...Hollywood shill bit I've ever seen.
We got to give her a hard time about this video.
In a one-hour long-form program that
and you know what
she's the executive producer of.
Well, you know, we have to find out, too. We got to find out if she was successful.
Yeah.
She wanted to get pregnant in September.
If there'll be a birthing show.
Yeah. And I got news for you, honey.
That's so good.
A TV show ain't going to make it through this season. So it really, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Have the baby anytime.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. So that was...
There it is.
That was Leah Remini.
Congratulations. Wow. The wedding we weren't invited to.
That's all we have for you.
Man, oh, man.
Now, it started slow.
The diva of divas, ladies and gentlemen.
Started slow, but I think eventually... Not everybody was able to get why we found it so fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Pretty intense.
And look at the Leah Remini that we've known for a while. I mean, she's a sweet girl.
SRA.
Good kid.
Yes, underneath that, she's lovely.
And a good friend.
She loves to provide joy to others.
She does. I come away from that with stronger feelings about him, though.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
how so?
And found a way
many different
to bring
levels.
Good news to his people.
All of them good.
He made it up.
All positive.
He's one hell of a short order cook.
Yeah, we're the wedding bands.
I love you so much.
You're like butterflies, beautiful, the emotion of the moment. Honey, if you see this, I love you.
And that's when I decided it had to be the Four Seasons.
I don't understand why they didn't have it at Vivian.
Buzz, I do.
Buzz, your lead story today must be truth about Leah Remini revealed.
No, but speaking of making babies, has father-to-be David Letterman gotten married?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good tease, Buzz. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, Robbie. We got to do the touchstones. We have a digital camera to give away.
All right.
Casio Exelon EXS3 digital camera, courtesy of MythBusters. That's Friday on the Discovery Channel. Entertain your brain. Give you a beautiful high-end digital camera right now. You can use it to photograph TV star Leah Remini.
Yeah, she'd love that. She'd appreciate it.
Just be the 100th caller now. I will tell you, we will have a question about something that happened in the first hour of today's show.
I love that.
So if you weren't listening in the first hour, don't bother. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. Mike, all of this was very...
butterfly professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
All right.
Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Remember Buzz's news show now. Buzz is brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed clinically says that Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Vermax. 1-888 try VMAX. Buzz, let me just give away this digital camera.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll get right to your news and comments.
All right.
And hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Richard from an hour from anywhere.
That's a pretty good idea for calling us Sacramento an hour from anywhere.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Sacramento, beautiful. KHTK. Were you listening to the whole show today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the very first break, my brother wants money. What does my brother want money for?
Vasectomy.
Bingo! We got a winner.
By the way, I had one, too. You said Sacramento should have them, so I got one.
Big winner, and did it today. Thank you, sir.
You've won the Casio Elixim EX-S3 digital camera. Courtesy of MythBusters, will a cell phone really explode?
The Casio Helixim?
Fantastic.
Casio Helixim.
Oh, wow.
Helixim.
Right. Casio Helixim.
Will a cell phone... Well, that Casio will do anything. He's crazy.
Sure.
Will a cell phone really explode? A gas station watch series premiere of MythBusters, the show that's the best-known urban myth to the test.
No.
Ooh.
Friday night at 9. If you could watch it, would you?
Would you?
Only on the Discovery Channel. Entertain your brain. Camera is valued at $500.
Wow.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on. Let's see. Tomorrow, Jesus, fantasy football, a real controversy. And Mike and I will discuss that. We are as one.
We are.
On this issue.
Yeah, I've informed the commissioner that the controversy is it's the most controversial league in quite some time.
True. Also, also tomorrow we'll get to the sex phobia list, or maybe the list of the hated TV stars.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get to this today. Tomorrow, the return of another one, a brilliant bit. Just like Honk for Cash, except it involves tubes and going to a drive-through window.
Very exciting.
The tube to teller, where you send your cell phone through to get to the teller, and then she says hello, and you win Applebee's food.
Ah.
And now here is... It's Tubes Day. Tubes Day tomorrow on the show.
So all right.
If we get to that.
Do they have the Italy burger at Applebee's?
And, yes, we will be calling TV's Leah Remini.
Yes. And that will be interesting.
On tomorrow's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but the first thing that I'm going to say is, Leah?
Give me a Hummer.
That's what I'm going to say. But then I'm quoting Sam Hoff.
Yeah.
You go, hi, Leah Remini? Hey, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. Leah?
Give me a Hummer.
And
based on the time difference between here and the West Coast, we probably won't reach Angela. He'll still be in the kitchen.
Give me a Hummer.
Thank you, Sam.
At Vivian's. Remember, number 70, that's Sam's number.
Yeah.
That just one more number than 69.
Give me a Hummer.
Thanks, Sam.
Wow.
Now here's what, you know, today's been a crazy show.
And fast.
I hope that we were able to get our feelings on that Leah thing across.
Oh, I think at the end we really did.
That it was a slow burn.
Yeah.
And God knows we got nothing to gain by promoting VH1.
No, not at all.
But watch it. But
and it is a slow burn because at the very beginning of that, it was she was kind of charming.
I think the savvy listener, Don, will know this is you doing synergy.
Yeah, right. We're cross-promoting.
Right, watch VH1.
That's right.
Right. Because that's going to put money in my pocket, Rob. That's going to put listeners here.
Like
and I'll tell you one funny thing. You know, we did sign this deal with Westwood One, and we're happy. But it makes me realize... Really, for 12 years, they just treated us like crap, and we didn't know it. Do you know, I just was checking my email, and I guess Westwood One has our network. Westwood One, they have an email thing that they send out to radio stations once a week with what's happening at Westwood One.
Newsletter.
And we're featured in it, and it has a big picture of us, and it says something like, you know, the gods are back. Don and Mike signed long-term agreement with Westwood One, and the winner is your listeners. Well, apparently this is so incredible that they featured us in an email press release, but I have received it thus far from two vice presidents, one president,
they're very proud,
three program directors,
right,
and one producer. I've gotten it, seriously, eight people have emailed me the same thing just to say, hey, look at this.
Right.
Do you believe this?
Mm-hmm.
And all it really is Westwood One putting our pictures on an email and sending them out.
Still, that's a breakthrough. That's a huge breakthrough.
Buzz, sad to say, that is a major breakthrough for us.
Absolutely. The affiliates, watch them come.
Oh, one more thing. As long as we're talking about the network, and I've not been asked to do this, but I'm going to do this because it's the new kind of renewed effort that Mike and I have about the show.
This is good.
And I was telling Mike before the show today, Buzz, bear with me for a second.
Oh, sure.
So, Mike, I watched an HBO show about the Curse of the Bambino.
I'm so glad you finally did.
And I agree with part of what they were saying on that show. And I told Mike upstairs, and I'll say it now, Mike doesn't have it as bad as these asswipes that they had on TV, moaning about how, you know, in their lifetime they'll never see... Mm-hmm. At least you don't do it as much as they do.
Yeah, you're not around me all the time.
Well... The one thing that they were saying in all of this is, if the Red Sox win the World Series, all of these people, Mike included, we'll have to shut the F up.
It'll be long.
What will we talk about?
Exactly. Like,
what will we do? It'll be a huge part of my sports psyche and my love of baseball that is now satisfied. And what do you do when you've climbed the mountain?
Mm-hmm. Which also reminds me, tomorrow we'll be talking about exactly when I'll be going to the Titty Bar, hopefully in the next few days.
Yes, right. as I prepare for opening round of the
playoffs. So you don't want to do it Wednesday night, I'm guessing.
No.
Go to the Titty Bar.
No.
So.
No.
So I said to Mike, you know, and I meant it, he's not as bad as some of these Massachusetts dicks that I saw in this thing. We're like, our lives have always been about there are people who are afraid to die.
You know, actually, we could do it Wednesday because the game doesn't start till 10 o'clock.
No, I don't want to do it Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't want to do it Wednesday. Well, no, maybe we will. We'll discuss
it. It's just, it would be, you know, it'd be kind of like, actually an appropriate night to do it if you ever...
If you'd like to, Wednesday will work for me. I mean, you won the bet. But anyway, the point of this entire long, drawn-out lecture is that when the Red Sox finally win, if they do, Mike and everybody like him will just have to shut the F up.
Right.
That people will no longer be able to hear it. Same thing.
Well, we'll have a memory that'll be positive as opposed to all the horrible memories that we have.
And I was thinking about us and our situation with Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the same situation now. Yep. We bitched and bitched and bitched.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a deal that we're happy with. So now we can't say F you anymore and waste everybody's time with that. Which brings me to this. Friends, you know what I've discovered in recent days?
What?
I've discovered that there's a major sponsor of this show, and I've not been asked to say anything about them. I've not been given any copy.
Hmm.
But giving the spirit of detente here, the you know, the peace, the love that we have, the fact that we like Red Sox fans if they eventually win, we got to stop our bitching. Can I tell you on your way home tonight to stop at your local convenience store and buy 10 to 20 packs of Slim Jims?
Slim Jims, I mean, an American institution. I really look at it like there's your Harley Davidson,
yeah,
and then there's your Slim Jim.
It's an American brand.
It's American.
They're on board now.
I know a lot of you are wondering. Buzz, not only on board.
Yeah.
Not only on board. Let me call him. Hey, Charles.
Yes.
I heard this news from our producer, Charles Broyhill, who's in contact with the network.
Of course.
Slim Jim is our number one national sponsor, right?
They are one of them.
That's wonderful. Yeah, spicy or mild, you'll love them. Just wanted to share that with everybody.
Anyway, see...
And then that's great beef jerky, too.
They're on the Atkins diet.
Slim Jim. Mm-hmm. Slim Jim, big sponsor, big national sponsor of the Don and Mike Show.
And, you know, being on the Atkins diet like I am, a tremendous source of protein.
Right.
You know, especially for those people that are on the run. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome to Slim Jim.
But they've been with us for a while, right?
And I would love to have Charlie let you know all of our fine sponsors that we have on the network.
Charlie, do you know any others?
No.
Okay,
no,
thanks.
No.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Ciao, Bella.
Hey, yeah, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, LaDainian.
Okay, crooked Commissioner.
Ooh.
Yep, sitting there making those crooked decisions, getting fat.
Oh, damn. Boy. So, Buzz, you know, we never got to anything with Letterman here.
That's true.
Christ, you know what? Screw it.
Take
3 or 4 minutes. The last break will be very short. I apologize.
Well, no problem.
See, this is a problem. Now, this is a problem when we don't have anything to complain about.
Uh-huh.
That a lot of you guys probably don't remember what it's like for us just to do a show.
Yeah, we'll find stuff to complain about.
When we just do a show, we get going on stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And then this happens.
Yeah, we run late, but that's okay.
Yeah,
because we know how to do it.
All right, here we go.
Buzz Letterman.
When David Letterman announced that his girlfriend was having a baby, he told her relatives that marriage was being discussed. When Paul Schaefer asked him to repeat that, Dave just said, I'm going to see what I can get away with first. Now comes word he may have gotten married that following weekend. Sources to MSNBC say the 56-year-old talk show host secretly married 43-year-old Regina Lasko.
Regina.
Who is now nearly 7 months pregnant.
Well, I think we're seeing the opposites here. We've had the Leah Remini issue and now the David Letterman.
Well, Dave and Regina have been together about 20 years. She was a talent booker for Saturday Night Live when they met at NBC. The source says he got married a few weekends ago at his ranch in Montana.
Do you think she works at Letterman's restaurant?
Not yet.
Vivian's of Montana?
Quoting the source, we're pretty impressed he's managed to keep it secret. But to quote another source, to tell you the truth, no one can get a straight answer. So we don't know for sure.
That's great. Yeah. I love David Letterman. I really do, and I think that's fantastic.
You'll never see him on VH1.
No.
Doing the thing.
No.
Come on into my house and look at me taking 7 hours to pack an overnight bag for Las Vegas.
Wouldn't happen. That was Dave.
And when you invite cameras into your home, be sure and complain about it on camera. Yeah. That's the important thing.
Especially if you're the executive producer
exactly,
of the show.
Don.
If the whole thing was your idea and you're the one that went there to save your career. Because now you're on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Nobody watches CBS on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Hello, McFly.
Yeah, that's really a reason we shouldn't go to the titty bar on Wednesday, because we'll want to catch that.
We'll miss it. Yeah.
Right. The hour-long season premiere.
If I told you Keanu Reeves was thinking about quitting acting, your snappy comeback might be, I didn't know he'd started.
I didn't know he'd started.
Exactly. I predicted that. Well, this said, the Matrix star and part-time rocker is said to be depressed about some genuinely ugly turns in his life. His girlfriend died in a car wreck shortly after having a miscarriage. Now...
What a horrible thing to play.
Not funny. Don't look at me, Mike. The machine tripped itself.
It just had it by accident.
That's inappropriate, audience. Now, his sister's leukemia has resurfaced.
Now, that's not nice.
I warned them. And word is, Keanu is considering putting his movie making on hold so he can take care of her. He's reportedly...
Now, that's appropriate.
That's right.
See, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's done. You've tipped the formula. Yeah. Two inappropriates for one appropriate.
You know what I say, Buzz?
What?
And I really mean this. Yeah? On behalf of Mike and everybody here at the show.
Right.
Send a case of Slim Jims to Keanu Reeves.
There you go. Cheers anybody up. Well, Keanu's reportedly turned part of his home into a hospital for his sister. With $20 million just from the last Matrix movie, he certainly doesn't need the work.
Incidentally, this is the Don and Mike show, Reloaded. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but we're reloaded, baby.
Bingo, baby.
We've got little green, like, numbers and digits coming down from the sides.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're going to walk in the hallway, and they're going to be like hundreds of Donna Mikes just walking out, walking right at you.
Here we go. We're going to load up right now.
We're going to get reloaded.
All of us with beer and vodka and Slim Jims.
Come do that.
Papa. Buzz, we have to do this.
Let's do this.
This is the only thing that we promised the network is that we'd get the commercial.
Yeah, and that's why we got to get it right now.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Yeah. Acoustic, you too.
Woohoo.
It's not really acoustic, is it? It's got more than so far. It's got more than guitar, right? Yep. No, it's got like chimes and junk later, though.
Well, that's still acoustic, though.
Chimes are acoustic?
Anything that's not amplified electronically is acoustic.
Yeah, you can still get away with a whole bunch and call it acoustic.
Sure.
You too.
You too. Unplugged.
Hey, Bono.
Anyway, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
The latest Gallup survey done for CNN and USA Today shows that California voters may be about to remove Governor Gray Davis and replace him with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
The survey shows...
Predicted by Don Geronimo on this very show.
From the very beginning.
From day one.
The survey shows 63% of likely voters planning to vote yes on the recall.
And don't forget, sterilize Sacramento.
Hallelujah. Vote yes on Proposition Dan. In a separate question, Arnold got the biggest share of the votes at 40%. His closest competitor, Cruz Bustamante, gets only 25%.
Well, what kind of name is that?
It's a good one. The election is 1 week from tomorrow on my birthday, October 7th.
Oh, boy. Oh, RJ.
Mike's butler, please don't forget Buzz's birthday.
Please. I hope you picked the gift up already.
Put this near the top of your list of sure signs of the apocalypse. Frostburg State University in Maryland is now teaching a science class based on the fictional children's books about Harry Potter. 3 credit hours to study whether man can develop the technology to make a broomstick fly, a three-headed dog, that kind of thing.
This is ghetto-licious!
Professor George...
Shut up!
George Plitnick...
Says Plitnick?
He says it's not all fun and games, although...
Shut up!
He admits he often lectures dressed as the headmaster at Harry's witchcraft school.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like American University to me.
Hey!
You're
why you?
Tax dollars and life savings at work. George Clooney's still here in Washington producing an HBO show called K Street, and he's still attracting plenty of attention, too much for his liking.
No attention for me. Only your biggest fan, George, and I mean it.
And we never got a call for that person that was going to bring the interview to us.
No. Brian, the guy who said he was right there with Lauren Holly.
No, he's just so secretive.
George, I know you're down there at the L.A. Sports Gym every day playing basketball. Mm-hmm. You're so upset that all the girls are watching you.
Sorry about that, George.
That's what I came to talk about. Clooney's been visiting the Washington Sports Club at the end of the day to play basketball with some friends, but in the glass-encased court, the outside of it is just plastered with people, mostly women, staring at him. It's reportedly affecting his game, and according to him, all that attention makes it difficult to eat. Quoting Clooney, that kind of frenzy, you really have to be up for it. That dinner out is an ordeal, end quote.
Yeah, and I should also point out, as I did with Leo Remini, mm-hmm. and I'm a big fan of of both of them.
Of course.
Clooney did have press people announce that he would be playing basketball there in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a secret. We got a press release saying, attention, if you want to see what George Clooney looks like playing basketball, come down to this health club.
Well, I just found out just this very minute, and I know where I'm going tonight.
Well, as for the health club, Clooney's told management to either beef up security or he will go elsewhere.
Uh-oh.
In sports, former NFL team.
Oh, and here's what else he had to say.
Give me a homer.
Wow. George Clooney, or was it Sam Huff?
It's hard to tell.
In sport,
give me a homer.
Four NFL teams have perfect records as we wrap up week four. The Vikings, Broncos, Chiefs, and Colts all won yesterday. Coming off a bye week, Carolina and Seattle are the NFL's only other unbeatens at 3-0. Tonight, it's the Green Bay Packers in Chicago. And finally, it was the final Major League Baseball game at Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium, and many of the fans decided they were not leaving without a souvenir or two.
Did they de-head Tim Sabian?
I don't even know that he was there.
Break his head.
How about Cousin Ed? Just because he spells his name so crazy with a Z.
That is wacky.
Cousin Ed.
Take his head.
10 people were arrested there yesterday for stealing signs and other items. The frenzy was so great, 2 fans were arrested for disorderly conduct. The Phillies had lost, which didn't help. One woman was arrested as she left the stadium with her proud souvenir, a toilet seat, which she was wearing as a necklace.
Yeah, God love her.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Right, rock blocks.
That's it, we gotta go, morons. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
Amen.
We'll see you. You know, that should be the new way we end the show every day.
Yeah.
We'll try to do better tomorrow.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll try tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, you.
Oh, my God, I didn't buy a wedding band.
BM.
Eatery. Leo.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.